Blog Talk Radio.
Something is starting right now. Something is starting. Oh, wow. My little pony. My little pony. My little pony tail. Is our very first stop. Then let's try the ice cream shop. My little pony,
my little pony, my little pony tail. My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail.
Starlight, sweetheart, melody, bright eyes, passion, clover, bonbons, baking cookies, girl, hurry up on over.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host.
Oh, me, yes. Your co-host, Lollycat, that's me. I'm multitasking, sorry.
Oh, wait, I forgot to say, yes, it is Friday, June 11th.
Yeah, see, I think that's what happened. You threw me off, and then you hiccuped in the middle of your name, and I'm like, I'm supposed to talk now? How do I follow that up?
Yes, this is what happens when, you know, we take a week off, and then
We weren't on last week. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
That's right. I thought I was standing you up. No, I knew I wasn't, but dang, I was like, boy, it seems like it's been a long time.
Oh, yes.
I went pony crazy during that week, apparently.
Oh, dear Lord.
Because, you know, I'm looking online here, and I'm like, oh, I got to, you know, look at what I got to tell everybody. You know, how was your pony week? And I'm like, oh, I'll just check my eBay feedback. That's how I'll know what arrived this week, because I have left a feedback this week. So I went to look, and I'm like, holy crap. Better not let Tomcat see this. I mean, seriously, even I'm going, okay, somebody's just got to, like, block me out of my PayPal account now. Now.
Oh, trust me, I know how you feel.
My gosh, I mean, I am, like, truly embarrassed. I can't believe I'm like, actually embarrassed. When was the last show we did?
We did one on the, hold on, we pulled up the calendar.
Oh, my gosh, it wasn't the 4th.
28th,
oh my word. So that's 2 weeks of unbridled pony buying on my part.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I think I outdid myself.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if it were your house, I would have gotten the big old mailbag box as a, you know, parting gift.
Yeah. But
yeah, and what's amazing is I'm looking at all this stuff going, wow, I can't believe how much cool crap I got. I got so much cool stuff. I mean, it wasn't just like, yeah, I'm going crazy. I'm like, wow, I made out. This is awesome. I can't believe I got this. This is so cool. Oh, my gosh. What a deal. And apparently it just kept going and going and going. My eBay bucks are going to, like, be rocking.
Well, believe it or not, my eBay bucks, I'm only at $1.38.
Wow. Wow, that is some serious restraint on your part. I'm pushing $10.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. Yeah, I told you, I kind of went a little wacko. I mean, well, you know, it's made me be like, oh, I got this for $5. Oh, I got this for $10. Oh, I can't believe I can't let that go for $12. And before you know it, you're going, oh, my God, what did I just do in the last week?
Well, let me think. I was saving up for the fair next month, and let me think. All that I was with that money. I bought my plane tickets, and
nice.
I used $200 of that. I took my mother out last weekend for her birthday. We did what I called the poor man's Vegas. We went to the Golden Corral buffet. I said, okay, this is just like the buffet at the Rio. Because Golden Corral, I mean.
Oh, no, you know what? If you get a
great
good Golden Corral, you are in heaven. You know, I've been to, like, some of the worst, horrible, nasty, every possible un-PC thing you could possibly say about them, Golden Corrals. And I have been to Golden Corrals that were so awesome, they should be, like, rated on a star system. You know, I've been to 5-star Golden Corrals, and I've been to 2-star Golden Corrals. And let me tell you, they're totally different.
Oh, definitely. That's what we did. We have one that's closer to our house, and it's, like, crap. We'd rather, like, drive the extra 15 minutes away from that one. And then we went to one of the casinos out and around there. Well, things didn't go exactly as I planned. Last week, Friday, about 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, all of a sudden the lights start flickering. And it's like, okay, lights,
poltergeist?
Please stay on. No.
Oh, darn.
We evidently had a power surge that surged through our system and knocked us completely out.
Just your system?
Our computer system.
No, I mean just your house, though. I mean the power surge went through your house, like not the whole neighborhood?
No, at work.
At work? Oh, yeah. Didn't you want to say you sent something to me about that? Or maybe that's just happened before. No, that was when the electricity got turned off and, like, nobody got the memo in time. So your work is starting to be a really fun place, you know that?
No kidding, because then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, okay, please don't tell us we've got to come in and work on Saturday. This is supposed to be our only Saturday off for my team. And they're like, you've got to come in and make up the hour and a half that you are missing.
An hour and a half.
Crap.
They're bitching over an hour and a half on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, if it weren't for the money.
That's about it. It was either go in, work, and get paid, or not work and not get paid for that hour and a half. It's like, I'm getting paid.
It's all about the pony money.
Oh, my God. I went in on Saturday morning. First 5 minutes in, I got a $2,000 payment.
What?
5 minutes into being there.
What, do you work on commission or something?
We do get a commission after we hit our goal for the month.
Oh, so you got $2,000 free and clear, or that's just how much money you brought in for the company?
That's how much I brought in for the company.
Okay, don't say things like that. I'm thinking, damn, Panda's buying for everybody tonight.
I wish I would have gotten that, man. But no, but it was like, holy crap, if I wouldn't have come in today, I would not have gotten that payment.
Which goes towards your goal, which means you'll hit, you know, the extra bucks sooner rather than later.
Well, hopefully, if I can make $10,000 worth of fees. Because unfortunately, no matter how much we bring in, it's how much the company gets in fees that goes towards our goal.
All right, we're talking about work entirely too much. Let's get back to ponies. Did you get any ponies this week as a result of the calamities of work and your mom's birthday? Or last 2 weeks, actually. Did you get any ponies in the last 2 weeks?
No.
So this is going to be a... Tonight's show is going to be all about Little Alley Cats and her eBay acquisitions. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, for once, yes, because I am restraining myself because I'm saving up money for, as I said, the fair, and then all of a sudden I found out the insurance in my work, dear Lord, it's expensive.
The insurance at your work?
Yeah, health insurance.
Oh, well, you are still going to the fair, right?
Well, let's see. I've already bought my plane tickets.
I was like, you know, if you're not going, then you got a problem.
I'm not going to go to the fair.
We've discussed that. One, because I'm really do not like to fly because I was an aircraft mechanic. So all you people out there, I know that makes you feel much safer about flying when the aircraft mechanic won't fly. But aside from that, I just don't like traveling in general. And I'm not about to drive 12 hours to get there. So I'll just, you know, buy my pony online and look at pictures. I go to the Maryland meet. I get my fix.
Oh, didn't you know they're not selling the fair
pony? Yeah,
I got
my, you know, somebody going picking one up for me.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, no, I meant like online connection, you know, like.
Oh, okay.
The other thing, everybody, it's about that time. Start, you know, setting up the connection for the Super Comic-Con pony. I just wish it didn't look like freaking ghetto graffiti. It's the only thing I like the colors, but it just reminds me too much of the breakdance in the 80s. You know what I mean?
Okay, where are they showing a preview of that?
Where have you been? Under a rock? They've been showing a preview of the Comic-Con pony for, like, months. Somebody found the Comic-Con, the breast cancer awareness one, and the convention one. They found all three of them loose from some seller, like, in Taiwan or something, and bought them. So we all got a glimpse then. We're like, okay, now we know what's coming, and we were trying to figure out, you know, which was going to be which. And then, like, a month ago, things started getting confirmed. You know, the convention confirmed what the convention pony was going to look like, and then the Comic-Con pony was confirmed a few weeks ago, and now you're seeing it up on eBay for pre-sales. The only one that hasn't been confirmed is the one that's breast cancer awareness. But hello, it's My Little Pony. It's pink, and it's got a pink frickin' ribbon for breast cancer awareness on its bum. I think we, you know, pretty safe to say this is probably going to have something to do with breast cancer awareness.
Oh, yeah.
Just a stab in the dark there.
Where have I been this week? Oh, my God, my work.
You don't have to be this week. I'm telling you, this stuff has been going on for, like, 2 months, Panda. There's, like, stickies, okay? I'm so disappointed in you. Hmm?
There are?
Yeah, well, it's, like, you know, embedded into, like, the pony threads for, like, the convention, which I thought you would have been all over that. You know, don't you know about the whole thing about whether or not the Comic-Con pony's going to have the pink hair or the teal hair, like it was discovered with teal hair, and then the pictures are showing teal hair, but then boxes have shown up with it in pink hair, and so now they don't know if there's going to be both available or if there's only going to be the pink hair available or if the teal hair was a prototype. You really don't know about any of this?
Well, that I knew about. Okay, especially this last week, okay, they offered overtime at work, so I've basically worked a full week already, and I still got to work tomorrow.
Oh, so the show's going to be short. Okay, you just hand over the reins. Hi, welcome to Little Alley Cat's eBay Find Show. Tonight we're going to be talking about Little Alley Cat and just Little Alley Cat and her crazy whirlwind pony binge.
But yeah, it's been a crazy week for me. So
wow, I'm so sorry you didn't. Well, you know, I got enough ponies for you, me, and Karen.
Yay!
Pony Genie went wacko with the Pony Genie dust. The one thing, you know, the disclaimer that doesn't come with the Pony Genie magic dust is that it doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to be like, you know, you still got to spend the money. Stuff isn't magically appearing on your doorstep. So although you may get lucky and win things and even maybe get things at a good deal, it's still your money. See, I have to have a little talk with the Pony Genie about this little, like, caveat. Okay. So.
See, I wish she can sprinkle some Pony Genie dust and make my insurance rate be lower.
Insurance rate for
health insurance at work. It's $131 every paycheck.
Every week?
How many times
do you get paid? Once a month? Once every 2 weeks?
Either. It's every 2 weeks.
That's some expensive stuff.
It's Blue Cross Blue Shield with a health savings account attached to it, where I only pay out $250 of a $2,500 deductible.
Well, that's good, but let's not get carried away with health care, because then we're really going to go off topic, because I am like,
right.
I have thoughts and opinions about health care. So,
oh, so do I.
We're not going to go there.
I work.
We need to have a whole nother show on just the ICAT and Pandora's Rose opinions on everything. Not pony related. Little Alley Cat and Pandora Rose's Tangents Are Us. Whole nother show,
what
boy.
That day?
I'm making shows left and right tonight. All right, you want me to, I guess maybe I'll wait. We'll wait until Pony Genie comes around and I can go through some of the stuff that I got. Because, man, I got some awesome stuff. The last 2 weeks has been like freaking Pony Christmas.
Well, Pony Genie's supposed to be coming soon, you know?
Well, what else can we talk about other than my windfalls? Certainly we can talk about some other stuff. I mean, it's been 2 weeks, so let's see. What has happened in the pony world in the last 2 weeks?
I'm trying to remember something that happened.
Go ahead. Never mind. No, you go ahead.
I'm so brain dead.
Hey, did you check the chat room, see if anybody actually logged on?
Yeah, I've been checking. Nobody is here. Nobody loves us.
Okay, good. I don't have to worry about it then. Well, somebody's like occasionally checking, you know, got to make that covered. Certainly something's happened. Right? Something?
I remember something. I'm trying to remember what it was. I'm trying to bring it up.
Come on, give me a hint.
Dear Lord.
Not helping.
Did I mention that I outed myself at work?
I thought that was like one of the first three things that you did when you got your job. You know,
no.
You show up, you say, hi, I'm Amy, and this is Baby Blossom, and this is Baby Cotton Candy, and we're all here to work together.
I actually was really good. I actually went 2.5 months without revealing that side of myself, and then I had to put in...
2.5 months, that's not too bad, but you have to. All you people out there, you have to reveal who you are in the pony world, because there was a wonderful story. Were you going to get to that? All right, maybe not.
You know,
anyway, you need to tell everybody you work with that you are the pony freak, because you'd be surprised with your friends or even your non-friends, even the ones that want to make fun of you, they will bring in ponies. They'll be like, oh, I found this in my attic. Oh, my kid sister, you know, went off to college. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Here's Rapunzel, 5 cents. And this stuff is happening. This other gal posted on one of the boards. I don't remember which one it was. But she posted that she had mentioned something to a coworker, and the coworker brought in some ponies that she found, like, at a flea market. And, oh, I remember who it was. It was Hindsight from the Trading Post. I believe it was a coworker. A friend of hers or a coworker of hers went off. And at a yard sale or something like that, found like 10 ponies for like $2. And of those ponies, there was like 2 pearly babies and like baby meadow sweet and like just all kinds of crazy stuff. So,
oh dear Lord,
you have to tell your friends and your non-friends, because they're the ones that have the pony luck. They're the ones that are getting stuff on the cheap. Pony Genie needs 10 more minutes.
See, I took and I was telling my, you know, supervisor, hey, you know what, this week I might have to flip-flop my Saturday, work a full day Wednesday, get half a day off on Friday, because I'm going to be going out of town that weekend down to Kentucky. And, you know, everyone's kind of like, why are you going to Kentucky of all places?
Uh-huh. Oh,
so
yeah,
odd.
No, and then you had to, let her all in on it.
And she's going, well, what are you going down there for? I'm going to a convention. You know, believe it or not, as mean as I look, which I don't look mean at all, I told her, I collect My Little Ponies. And you want to know what she said? Oh, my God, that's cool.
Right on. Score. Don't you love that reaction?
I thought it was so much fun. She's like, do you guys, like, sell and trade and, you know, barter? It's like, yeah, that's exactly what we do. We'll sell, we'll trade, we'll barter.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? You collect this. I got this. Hey, there we go.
Something's telling me there's more to that story. Because if she's that aware, she must have something going on the side for herself.
Oh, no kidding. Because I told her I gotta bring in the picture of me last year at the convention with ponies down my top.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I told her about last year's convention. I told her, yeah, we were in Vegas, and we had a photo contest as one of the activities. And one of the things on the list was a pony thrill ride. So we're running down
that was,
the strip.
You know, that was golden, Amy. I got to say, that was just brilliant. Pony thrill ride with ponies in your boobs. I mean, come on, that is awesome.
Well, come on, if you think about it, come on, they look perfect. You know, you had two of them already set in there. One looked like they were ready to get in, you know.
Right. Oh, and just for those listening that are maybe younger, this was a totally appropriate G-rated. They were just kind of in her shirt in a way. You know, there was no major showage or anything inappropriate. For any moms that might be freaking out going, oh, my gosh, they're talking about cleavage. It was more innuendo of they're going for a thrill ride in her chest.
Oh, yes.
Funny for kids, but even funnier for adults.
Oh, yeah, because I told her, you know, it was so hilarious because we had people stopping on the street looking, and, you know, they didn't look like it was strange. You were like, hey, that's cool. What are you guys doing, you know? I told her we ended up looking and finding some Elvis impersonators, and I told her, seriously, they were more interested in us and our ponies than the fact that we were interested in them because they were Elvis impersonators.
Yeah, no, come on. I mean, Elvis and how can anybody in Vegas say anything about you guys, you know? Hey, but this year it's Kentucky, land of horses. It kind of makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So, wait, the teapot is jumping close to me. It's jumping up and down. I think it wants to be rubbed. What do you think?
I really think we got to find another way to introduce the Pony Genie. When you say things are jumping up and down, needing to be rubbed, I mean, after we're talking about thrill rides, my mind is not exactly where it should be.
It's a teapot. The teapot is just jumping because it's on the burner, and she's getting heated up in there.
Okay. All right, get her out of there.
Okay, here we go. Let's rub. Let me try it again. Hold on. Let me try it again.
Hola, mis amigas. Pony Joy. Pony Alegra para el mundo. Hi.
Oh, wow. Somebody who's actually on topic. Oh, that's right. We're going to a Latin country.
Oh, well,
I should have introduced
I had to work so hard
otherwise.
To get Panda to notice me. I was pushing on the roof of the teapot. I was whistling. What do I have to do to get attention
well,
around
that's
here?
Why we couldn't hear you. If that's your whistle, hello.
I need to stick a sign out the spout. Rub me. Oh, that's how you whistle.
You need
whistle
to get
again.
Like some sort of like special like outdoor door chime. You know, you press the button and a little bell rings on the outside or something. You know.
Ponybird started whistling. He likes my whistle, don't you? Yes. Ponybird loves my whistle. I'll let him whistle for me in the future.
Nice.
He really knows how to blow, don't you, Birdie?
But yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi. It's been 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's been forever.
It has.
We were just talking. I don't know how much of the show you were able to catch before you got brought in, but
I heard Elvis impersonators, and I heard Kentucky, Land of Horses.
Okay,
and
yeah, well, we were kind of filling in the hole there because I was waiting for you to get here because apparently I lost my frickin' mind. I went, you know, every week, you know, I go and check, like, my eBay feedback or my emails to see which ponies, because, you know, I'll get ponies, but I don't want to talk about them on the show until they've actually arrived. That's how I keep track, so I don't double talk about something. So
right.
I was like, oh, I got to go see what I got in the last 2 weeks so I know what I can mention. And I'm scrolling through my eBay feedback, and I'm scrolling, and I'm scrolling, and I'm looking for a date that I'm going, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, I got all this in the last 2 weeks. And then I need, like, to get frozen out of my PayPal account or something because I went wacko. I went on a crazy pony binge, apparently.
Spend more time on the air. See, because you missed the show, you didn't get your pony fixed, so you made up for it through eBay, through retail therapy.
But I was getting so many good deals. That was the
thing.
Hey,
a good deal is a good deal. You know, there's no telling when they're going to come. You just kind of got to be open to it, and you got to be ready for it.
Yep. Did you have any pony interest? I know you had all kinds of other stuff going on in the last 2 weeks, but did you manage to get any pony joy in there as well?
Well, I have a good chance at tomorrow. The forecast calls for birthday celebrations, so we'll see.
Oh, that's right. It's Pony Genie birthday tomorrow.
Oh!
And
birthday.
That means, like, nobody has emailed us to redo our avatar for us.
Aw, the contest?
Oh,
how about
yeah.
on the arena?
Huh? That's because it was never posted at the arena, Pandora Rose.
Oh, well, come on. You got to post it at the arena. Just copy pasta what I wrote over at the blue board. It's probably
well,
on, like, page 50
the
by
date.
Now.
You have to, no, I think it's still, like, only on, like, page 1 or 2 because the TP board just does not move that fast. Panda, you need to copy-paste it over to the arena. Okay.
Okay, I'll do that this weekend as soon as I get home from work tomorrow.
Obviously, we'll have to extend the date. We should extend the date till what? Give them another month.
Never.
Give them 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Give it. Hey, my anniversary is July 28th. 15
year
anniversary.
I'll make you one.
You'll make me one.
I'll make one of the pony genie leaping out of the teapot with a telephone.
You know, I really think we just should have made it a contest. Thank you, Liz.
Well, we did try, but we didn't offer up a prize. People are going to enter
right,
a contest just for bragging rights.
No. You don't understand. I mean, we should open it up to the general public on the general boards because this is about the pony show. You have so many other contests on the Trading Post that are surrounding so many kinds of creative things, and this is something that's part of the community. So I think it should be on the main boards as an actual, like, better advertised contest, since it doesn't have to be just artwork. You know, it can be photographs with, you know, logo or whatever stuff, you know, put on top of it. I think that really opens it up to anybody. You know, you don't have to be this fantastic artist to be able to take part in this.
If it's
and
got
so,
a prize, it can go in TP General. If it doesn't,
right.
it's got to stay in artwork.
We need
Corral, you can
a
do what you want. That's not my turf. So try
let's,
posting
let's
it.
Let's get a
Corral.
Pony. We'll do like a pony. Yeah, well, you do the pony trophies all the time. You get a bottle of gold spray paint. You get a pony. You stick it on a piece of wood. You spray paint it. Put a little, you know, there you go. Trophy.
Instant
so,
trophy magic.
It's trophy magic, yeah. I think we should get a prize together, guys. Definitely, and I think we could get people interested if we get a prize. Definitely. We're doing it. We're on it, okay? Yeah. Brainstorming prizes over the next few days, guys, so we can get the post up. Sound good?
Okay, brainstorming prizes. Add that
yes.
to my do list.
Yes. I mean, I'm thinking, I don't want to say anything online here and then, you know, mislead people if we decide to go with something else. So let's just start
right.
brainstorming.
Pick
and
prize,
each other.
Decide prize, take photo, make post, include photo. Here's prize.
Mm-hmm.
Give us art.
Okay.
That's how it'll work.
Right.
That's
when
good.
Is the convention this year?
I think it's
it
the
is.
18th of July.
18th of July.
The 17th and the 18th of July.
Oh, it's a 2-day affair. Oh.
It always is.
Well, you know, that is a very good possible prize right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah,
ooh,
that would be a good, easy prize right there, buddy.
Sweet. Yeah, everybody
yeah.
wants something
definitely
from the fair.
Uh-huh. Specifically, something you can only get at the fair.
Remember this. Remember this for after hours.
Mm-hmm.
We shall make a cunning plan.
Yes, we shall.
Yes,
I think we could do that. We can connect PayPal accounts very easily. So, and you know, when we combine forces, it shall be a relatively inexpensive prize when we divvy it up.
Yeah, we'll just do a little networking here behind the scenes, and we'll make it happen. And that sounds like a really decent idea. I like your idea.
And that could also be the date. That could be our deadline and then the announcement. So we could, like, do it, you know, after the whole convention, everything else is done. Or if we can do it live from the convention again, we can, like, announce it live during the convention. That would
be awesome. Who's going? Are you going to be there Friday night?
Panda's going. Panda's going.
Panda's going to be there?
Yes.
Yep. One way or another. With or without money. I might have to go to, like, you know, the grocery store and buy peanut butter and jelly to last me.
That's okay.
3 days.
It's sustaining. You got fruits. You got vegetables. You got fruits. And you got your protein. And you got your, just chug a glass of milk. And you basically got all the four main food groups. Since they moved nuts over to the meat department.
I have this mental image of Panda with her suitcase wearing a My Little Pony t-shirt with her thumb out and a sign that says Pony Fair or Bust on I-40.
But you know,
actually,
you should really
be
saying Pony Fair or Bust after the last conversation. We did plenty of pony bust talking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't go back to that since you've already covered it.
It's covered.
Well,
it's covered and it's been exposed, both.
Oh, my.
No,
I didn't. It's a fun 20 minutes.
I was telling her.
Yeah, no, it was a really charged 20 minutes.
I was telling her about the fact that, you know, I've outed myself at work because I was telling my supervisor that, you know, I need to make sure that I'm free and clear this weekend in July because I'm not even going to be in town. I'm not even going to be in the same state. I'm going to be down in Kentucky.
Yeah, Panda, work on the cliff notes.
For a convention. And she asked me, you know, what kind of convention, and I told her, you know, believe it or not, I actually collect My Little Ponies, and she was actually quite interested. And she said,
to cast that out of the bag. That's good. Okay. That might open you up to, like, random pony kindness gifts left on your desk.
Right,
you know,
well,
somebody
has
a
garage. Did you see the post, Pony Genie, of the random pony kindness from a coworker or something? I think it was for Hindsight, where her coworker like went to a flea market and for $2 brought like 10 ponies, and it was like a couple pearly babies and a baby Meadowsweet, and I think that a new baby Meadowsweet was in there, and there was like a buttload of like, oh my gosh, for $2, you lucky dog.
Pony joy to you, Hindsight. Woohoo!
Yeah,
that's
Hindsight's
going
to be listening maybe and going, it wasn't me. I'm really pretty sure it was Hindsight. Maybe. If not, Hindsight responded to the thread. She's involved somehow.
she witnessed.
She has. But, okay, so, I gotta tell you what I did in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay.
Woo!
And this is just the stuff I received. This is not everything I've bought. That's the part that really puts it over the top. Okay, so I got a picture from the UK, one of those really nice ones that is in the really nice pony art, because I was stupid enough to sell the two I had. I got one, but it's not one of the ones I sold, but it's the one with Tootsie and the babies laying down and fence and cherry trees and all that stuff. So
you're talking about like a picture to hang on the wall?
Picture to hang on the wall. There was like apparently a store in England, in the UK, that sold these pony prints, My Little Pony prints. And they were just, like, exclusive to these stores, but they were beautifully done. They had pink wood frames and glass. And then the artwork itself looked like really nice watercolor or something like that. They were prints. They were, like, the real deal. They were official products, but for whatever reason, they were only through this one store. And the artwork is just so beautiful. And, like I said, I was stupid enough to sell the two that I had during the Pony Purge, the Great Pony Madness. And so I'm trying to get those two back. But in that process, I found another one that was really nice, and I got
that you
one.
Never had before. So
that
that's
I didn't
cool.
have before. So this is new, and so that is now up on the wall, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I love it. And then I got, and some of the stuff I got for such a deal, you just wouldn't believe. I
that's
got a near mint quarterback. Because I don't know if you remember, one of the few ponies in my pony room that is not in near mint condition is my quarterback. And I got a near mint quarterback with his hat and his scarf. And he's an upgrade, but he's still not 100% perfect. He's like 99.9% perfect.
He's
and I got
a tough one.
Brush and
he loves
comb.
To play in the mud, so he gets those brown spots, you know?
Well, this guy, his brown spots are so faint that you have to hold him up to, like, bright sunlight to see. And they're still not spots. They're, like, very subtle. Is that a discoloration brown area? It's really bizarre. You just can't find this guy without any kind of brown. This is the most perfect quarterback I've ever seen in 15 years. So this is about as good as I'm going to think I'm going to get for a while. But
awesome.
But got him for his hat, his bandana, and his comb. Oh, my gosh, $18.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like 10 years ago price, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was a fluke that the person just didn't put everything in the ad. They just said, yeah, quarterback. Oh, yeah, by the way, I found all the other stuff that went with them. Here you go. Sweet.
Wow. It's like getting all that extra stuff for nothing.
Yeah, it was. And in my efforts to replace items that I sold of kittens, there's a picture of Kitten that's really adorable. I don't know if you remember when you were here, but she's standing in front of pony shells with this little black dress on, looking super cute. And this is when our pony collection probably only was in like a couple hundred instead of, you know, several hundred. And there was a fakie in the picture that I remember she liked so much. And back then I was a snob. I didn't like it when she kept the fakies. So I got rid of it. But I found it, mint in box, so she's getting it for her birthday.
Oh.
So I found the actual fakie that's in the picture, mint in box.
Oh.
I mean, this is a fakie from like the 80s, so that's what's so bizarre about it is, oh my gosh, how did I manage to find this freaking light up weird fakie? And
wow.
I got Betty by Eye Sundance in mint condition. He's one of the few Betty by Eyes that I like because he doesn't look as freaky as the other Betty by Eyes. Something about that bright pink. And I had to get it because I have the non-so-soft Shady, who was just really lonely. So I got him the baby Betty by Shady, and I have to say, they're really cute together. So I'm happy with them. I'm not thinking that's too weird. And I got my white squirrel clip. Apparently I had 5 squirrel clips, not all 6, or is it all... Yeah. I was missing a squirrel clip, apparently, so I got that. I replaced the squirrel clip. And,
what is the squirrel clip?
That goes on the Happy Tails ponies, the little squirrel. It's a little clip that goes right on the base of their tail that came with the Happy Tails, that when you squeeze them and their tail swirled around in the air.
You're talking to someone that doesn't collect swirly, happy-tailed, squeezy
ponies. Okay, the Happy
ponies.
Tail ponies, not like the ones that you twisted, and they weren't the Dance and Prance ones. They just squeezed them. They had shorter tails. And
right, these are the ones
would,
like Woozy. They're squishy
right,
body.
Right, Woozy is a happy tail, real squishy body. And some of their accessories, like one of their accessories is these little squirrel clips, and they're super hard to find because they're little. And nobody in a million years would think, oh, that's a My Little Pony accessory unless you know what the heck you're looking at. So
that's the problem with a lot of these pony accessories. You'd never know, these little bits and bobs of fabric and plastic. You know, they don't say pony on them. They don't have pony on them.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's very, you know, so I was very happy. So now my Happy Tails are all 100% complete with all of their accessories and bits and bobs because I was so shocked to realize I didn't have that squirrel clip to begin with. I had to correct that. this is funny. You'll love this one. So in my quest to replace the school time ponies, there was this school time pony on eBay that had all of her accessories. It was the playtime, and she had her bag, and she had her comb, and she was in mint condition, and the seller wanted more than I was willing to pay. So I give an offer, and they're like, no, we can't accept less than this amount. Okay, and I give another offer, no, we can't accept less than this amount. Well, I didn't want to pay that amount, and they kept relisting her, and then finally they relisted her for like a $15 opening bid, and I was the only person that bid and won her. mint condition with her bag and her comb, which is funny because it was $10 less than the deal that I offered her when she had it listed before. Oh, gosh, that was great.
Oh,
I mean, somebody was biting at the bit. You know that. I just, don't you think that's just hilarious when something like that happens? You just sit there and go, are you kidding me? See, you should have just taken my original offer. Here's a neat one. I got baby brother, UK baby brother Apple Delight with his bow tie. With his bow tie.
I didn't even know he came with a bow tie.
I didn't know he came with a bow tie either, because when I found him on UK eBay, I'm like, oh, that's really cute. Somebody made him a bow tie. And it said in the thing, oh, it's his original bow tie. I'm like, oh, he didn't come with a bow tie. So then, of course, I go to the My Little Pony websites, and sure enough, he came with a little yellow bow tie. And I got him for $10. Because I think everybody else thought he was not real either. And he's perfect. He's so happy. I got to take a picture. He's with the family, and he's just so happy to be with us.
Yeah, I want to see pictures of all this stuff.
Oh, gosh, I know. And, oh, my gosh, I got a mint condition. Mint, I showed you a picture of this. So soft. Taffy.
I did see a picture of that, and she is gorgeous.
Not a single rub. Not a hair missing. Perfect.
Like
so
never
awesome.
Played with.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, how is this even possible? You never find taffy in that condition. That's
when a Sensoft is that new, I hate to even touch them, lest my fingers, like, squish down the flocking and leave fingerprints, you know. I know it's not going to happen. They're designed to be played with, but I just fear that, you know, because they're just so hair perfect.
And especially that second set, because the flocking is so fine to begin with. I mean, even
it's
I
velvety.
Get a little nervous around that flocking because... Yeah, you're just thinking, oh, just touching it. It's like opening up an antique book. You're afraid the whole thing's going to turn to dust.
But she didn't turn to dust, and she's yours, and she's going to join
and I'm so
sisters
happy.
On the shelf in all their glorious mintiness.
I know. Now I only have a couple that need to be upgraded, and then life will be good. Oh, here is, I got French seashell.
Oh, mintiness is like an addiction, though. Seriously, can I just interrupt for a second?
Oh, yes,
when you get a brand new one and she's, like, better than your other ones, all of a sudden someone else goes down on the totem pole. Like, you had a least favorite conditioned one of the set, and then you upgrade that one, and then somebody else has the stink eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking hard at them, saying, oh, well, now you don't match the rest. You have to get just as mint as the other ones.
Well, you
and
see,
that pony
with my
little
room.
Beads of perspiration appearing on that pony's brow. Uh-oh, now I'm the least minty. She's going to get rid of
me. Yeah, believe me, I got some ponies in my room that are really, really sweating it right now. because every time I get another mint pony, which, you know, you've been to my room, so you know how hard it is to find a pony that isn't in, like, pristine condition in my room.
It looks like a toy store. Like you stepped back into the 80s.
So you know how hard, you know, these poor few ponies that are mingled in there are probably like, man, somebody hide me, you know?
Yeah, your ponies are very well disciplined, I must say. They all stand there in neat little rank and file lines to attention. They're all looking their best at all times.
Hey, that makes a sense. But I have my pony room set up like a playroom. It's set up so that you will touch them and will play with them. They're not totally, like, you know, behind glass and...
No, they're not under glass. They're out there. They're all sitting in their dollhouses and play sets and shelving that spins. And it's set up very, very fun.
It's a fun room. But French seashell, after we did our French show about the metallic symbols, I was like, oh, well, I got to see if I can find me one of those. And I did. And it was super cheap, and it's super mint. And I put up a picture of it on the brag board.
Yay!
The show and tell board and the Nirvana board on the arena. Apparently, I just went post-happy about it because I was like, oh, my gosh, look how awesome this is. So you got to go look at the picture, Kara.
Oh, I got to go check that out for sure.
Yes, you have to. Oh, okay, this is another really cool thing. I got Mint Inbox Dance and Prance DJ, which was one of the ponies I sold of Sienna's. For $15.
Oh, wow.
That's it. $15.
You lucked out.
A mint box on eBay, clearly identified. Okay, so one, like, you know, I found some misspelled item. For some reason, everybody forgot to bid, and I got it for $15.
It's also an unpopular set. Nobody likes ponies with giant knobs sticking out of their chest. But
she comes with all those fun accessories.
It's still super cheap.
Yeah, come on. And for me,
yeah, they come with little feather boas and earrings, right?
Yep, and mesh bows and stuff like that. And but for me, it was important because of, again, it was one of those ponies that I sold of kittens. And it's in the picture that I'm talking about. It's like I'm looking at the specific picture going, okay, I got to get that pony back. And so to find him in box is just like a really cool thing. And again, because like my high bid was like $15.55. It was like an opening bid. It wasn't even like a serious bid. I was just like, whatever, I was here, you know. And then when I
love
won,
when that happens.
That was hilarious. That was really like, yes, that's awesome. So, and I think I've lost track, but you get the idea. My last, you know, gearing up for Kitten's birthday and just hitting some really sweet deals. So
you really made out these past 2 weeks. You have been keeping busy.
But the thing is, like, the condition, that's the big thing. Not only, you know, some of these things I've gotten for a really good price, but I'm getting them in perfect, like, you know, passing my mustard condition, which is really awesome.
It's a good time of year, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess everybody's, you know, maybe going barbecue happy, being outside, not paying attention to anything else.
This is true.
Kitten wants you to come down for her birthday. She's like, I said, what do you want for your birthday? She's like, I want Karen to come stay. I said, it's kind of a long trip, honey.
Thank you. That is the sweetest thing. I've never been asked to be somebody's birthday gift before. I'm like turning all kinds of red here.
Certainly not by a 14-year-old, right?
That's just really, really, really sweet. That's so awesome.
I know.
Well,
I thought it was so cute that she said that too. She's like, I want Karen and Jenny to come stay. Can we get them to come stay? We got to have them down for the weekend. I said, that'd be awesome, honey, but I just don't think we'll be able to do it this soon. And poor Karen, I think she probably wants a break from traveling. That was a heck of a trip you had there, hon.
Yeah, that was driving. That's different. Traveling, I don't mind. Give me a bus, a plane, a train, anytime. Driving is like a whole different animal.
Yeah, but you see, so we do have to arrange for you to take the bus or the train to Philly and have Jenny pick you up, because Jenny has no issues with driving, and she shall then chauffeur you to our location again, and we shall do a pony weekend.
Well, she knows the turf, you know?
Yeah,
she's
well, she's
kind of like
here.
From there, sort of.
No, she actually used to live in my town. So she's very familiar with the area, or she used to work in my town. So
something like that.
Yeah, so she knows the place backwards and forwards, and so it's no big deal. So, yes, since you can't be there for the weekend, though, I think we should arrange to say, okay, yes, definitely at Kitten's request, we now must all get together again this summer.
Oh, yeah, I think we will.
Definitely.
I think it'll happen.
Speaking of summer and you and getting together, will there be a New Jersey pony gathering?
There will be a statement issued very shortly regarding the New Jersey Pony Bash at the beach.
Woohoo! Yes, that's another thing I need to know. I need to know dates, times, places, see if I can actually finagle it this year.
The place will be Seaside Heights. The month will be August.
Are we talking, what week are we talking?
Early.
You can't tell me? Nobody else is listening? Come on.
Thank you.
No, I mean, aside from us, you know everybody isn't going to listen to this show until, like, next week.
A couple of dates are being thought about, the 7th and 8th or the 14th, 15th of August.
But they're weekends.
They're weekends.
All right. That's the main thing I need to know. That's all. Because Kitten is taking a manga class at the college the second week of August. But obviously she won't be in class on the weekend. So, good to know. I prefer
sounds
the 7th
nice.
Or the 8th. But
I want to take a manga class.
Yes. Isn't that going to be? I'm excited. She's taking a manga class, and I'm going to take a Zen Buddhism class in my college courses next semester. So we're going to be like Japan everywhere.
Cool.
You know, I'm going to be meditating. She's going to be drawing it. We're going to be speaking it. My Japanese husband's going to be looking at me like I'm crazy.
I hear that song playing by whatever that band is, Turning Japanese. You know the song.
Oh, yeah.
The Vapors.
I know. I was going to say, I have no idea who did that, but I know what song you're talking
about.
The
band is called The Vapors. They were kind of a one-hit wonder.
Isn't that the only hit they ever had?
Yeah.
What a great
hit,
though.
But I bought their album. They had another song called Letters to Hero.
Okay, now that's my husband, only through, you know, Tomcat sitting there just half listening. He's watching a Rush video, and he was able to put together what I'm saying. He said, The Vapors? How the heck do you know I was talking about them?
Tell Tomcat character.
He said, you said
Rush
Japanese.
Rule.
And only hit they had in Japanese. He's like, what else was I to think? Oh, okay.
What Rush video is he watching? I love Rush.
Which Rush video was that? Oh, it's the R30 reunion tour. Is it the whole thing?
Not the reunion tour, just the
Germany?
Is the 30th? Is this when they're in Rio or
no.
Germany?
No. Germany, right?
This is
him.
South Carolina one. Yeah, but where are they playing?
I don't know.
We don't know where they're playing, but it's the 30-year reunion tour.
Not reunion. They never broke up.
Well, they never broke up. It's just their 30-year celebration tour.
They
okay,
never
so
broke up.
They never broke up. We have Rush in Rio. Man, that is an awesome, awesome concert. Absolutely phenomenal, like, concert for them. I think that was, like, around the 25-year mark or something. But that band, like, forever and all time is awesome.
I like Red Barchetta. I think that's my favorite song.
I just love Neil Peart. I could just stare at that man drumming all night long.
He's amazing. You know, some drummers, they buy all these drums and they're just for show. He uses all his drums.
Every last one.
It's
beyond drums. It's every percussion instrument known to man plus ones he made up.
He's gifted. And he writes all the lyrics.
He writes the lyrics? I didn't know. Neil Peart writes the lyrics? Dang. Now I really love him.
Yeah, he's a musical genius.
He is. He is absolutely one of those, you know, from another planet, you know, people.
I can't get Trax to like them because he's a vocalist and he just does not care for Geddy Lee's voice.
It does take some getting used to, but, you know, the quality of the music is just... There are bands. There are some people...
Give the guy some credit. He's got half as many vocal chords as the rest of us. You know, he had some kind of throat thing when he was younger, so he's got a funny voice. But he does sing well
Geddy
for what he thought.
Geddy had a throat thing when he was younger? Apparently, Geddy Lee had some sort of throat thing and some surgery. He has, like, half the amount of vocal chords as the rest of us, and that's why he sounds like that. Isn't that awesome? Who would have known that surgery would have, like, been, like, the best thing that ever happened to you?
Exactly.
See, I'm going to look at life entirely different now. Whenever I have to go under some potential thing, I'll be like, you know what? But this could be my Geddy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Or the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
No, I don't think that was
they didn't
that was
fire
a benefit
him.
For him. They didn't fire him, but they didn't
it wasn't
exactly
a benefit,
take
no. It didn't make him better, but
no,
it sure did get a lot
better.
Of new people to watch the band who weren't fans before. They just
oh, yeah.
had to be
I
curious.
Know.
Oh, I have to see a one-armed drummer. Oh, my God.
Definitely made us all curious, I will say that, because, you know, I liked them okay and everything, but I remember after the whole thing, it was like we were all waiting with bated breath, and this is before the internet and computers, and you had to wait for, like, MTV and its good graces to, like, play the video you were looking for. And this is the early days of MTV. Good Lord. And,
I
remember the first time, like, come on, show the arm. I was like, that is so messed up. But, you know, everybody was, like, definitely wanting to see.
Yeah, there was finally that one video where they did show, like, a clear, like, front picture of him, and you could see he only had one arm. Before that, they would always just, like, shoot him from the right side or whichever side it was that had the arm, or they would just cut quick, you know.
Yeah.
Finally, we all got to see it, and we were like, oh, my God, it's true. We knew it was true, but seeing is believing, you know.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh, look, he's really playing the drums with one arm, and, you know, he had set up his rig to... use extra pedals to try and compensate.
Yeah, that's how he does it. He compensates with his feet. He's got extra pedals.
Shame he don't have extra feet, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, anyway, welcome to the My Little Pony Talk Show.
This is the music segment, yeah.
Yeah. And we do have a host. She's here, too.
all just taking a nap while you guys.
I know. When Pony Genie gets on, I get so excited and we get so wrapped up in like our own little oh my gosh, feeding off each other, and before you know it, we're talking about something completely different.
Rush are on tour now. They're going everywhere for their 30th anniversary celebration, and maybe they'll stop in your town. I'm pretty sure that they're going to go to South America. They might play Peru.
You think? Oh, hey, one more thing before we go to Peru. Your pictures are now up on the wall. They are now
my
a
pictures?
Official part of the Pony Room. I went and got frames for them, and they're on the wall.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes, so I will have to take a picture to show you where they're at.
It's not the one of me holding the heads and cackling, is it?
No. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that picture, hon. I didn't mean to get you that excited. No, I'm putting together a book for that. I'm talking about the cells that we bought from you, from the Pony
Room. Oh, yeah. You got you bought
the
like
grandma,
three or
the
four
grandma,
of them. Yeah, you got the grandma pony
the
making that shocked look.
Right.
And you got one yellow. I forget who or her name.
No, I didn't get the yellow one. I got one.
Oh, you didn't get Melody?
The ice cream
the
soda.
The soda jerk pony. She's like a light green collar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's so cool. They're actually in the Pony Room.
Yeah,
I
they're
love
actually
it.
Framed and on the wall. Mm-hmm. I actually got off my kisser and put them up there and...
It's easy to put a frame. I know, but hanging images on the wall is like kind of a process. You put it off and put it off and put it off. I'm so glad that they're finally up. That's fabulous.
Yes. Oh, everything's looking good. Everything's looking good. So, no, but as far as pony stuff, one of the things I'm going to do this summer is I'm going to go online and go to like Snapfish or one of those places that lets you put together a book. You know,
right.
You like design it all and you build it
and
they send you the
Kodak
actual book.
Kodak does it. Flickr, I think Snapfish does it, of course.
Right. See, I got to find out which one has the ones that I like. I don't know much about the programs and which people, prices.
I when I did the New Jersey Meat book and like other books, I did it through Coop, Q-O-O-P. They used to be connected to PhotoBucket, but now they're just on their own. They're like, they've severed ties with PhotoBucket, but you can upload to them directly, just like you would with Kodak or Snapfish.
Really?
Yeah, really.
We'll have to talk about that because, on our own time, because I'm going to put together a book. I want to put together a book of Sienna with, growing up with all these ponies. We have so many pictures of ponies and pictures of pony meets and pictures of pony friends, and I want to have a My Little Pony book.
That's your title right there, Sienna, yeah. Growing up with ponies.
So,
there
I've got stuff from when she was like, 2-3 years old, when I actually started to actually take the pictures of her with ponies, and we
have gather all
every
those birthday and Christmas. Yep, put all those photos together. Try to organize them by year. You have to look at what she's wearing and how old she looks.
Wow.
And all that.
Yeah, I'm thinking
somehow get some kind of a timeline together.
11. Do you realize that's 22 holidays at least? Because she also got them like on Easter. I mean, every excuse I could get. Valentine's Day. I mean, just
aw.
There was ponies involved. I mean, it's gonna be a freaking novel, but. That's what I want to do. That's one of my summer projects is I'm going to put together a book for the Pony Room, and for us. And then I'm going to have to be like summer, and I'm going to have like addendums or whatever you call it, like for the next 10 years, Because it's not stopping. It's not like, okay, we're all done, and this was your pony life. I mean, no, it's going to be ongoing.
So then you just title it Volume 1, and then you wait till you get enough photos together for Volume 2. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, just the early years.
The early years.
The preteen years. There you go.
That's the title for book 2. All grown up and still into ponies.
There you go. Sweet. Okay, now that half the show has gone by, let's get on topic.
Woohoo!
That's like our magic mark right there,
I can't even remember where we left off. We talked about all these pretty little ponies.
You remember.
Oh, did you guys see the French seashell? Did you look at the picture? Did you look at the picture?
I can't. I can't right now. If I try to... All right, I will try. Where is it?
It's on Show and Tell at the TP.
Okay, let me try to go there. I am having wild internet connection issues. Hey, the page came up. Awesome.
And it's the obvious one. It says, my first Frenchie.
Hold on. I'm still trying to get to show and tell. I just got the main page to open. Now I'm trying to get to show and tell. You try doing this with, like, no, very little internet connection. There's something wrong with my modem, if I must confess.
Thank you. Time to go to the local Starbucks. Oh, it's your modem. Never mind. It's not going to help.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's the modem. All right. Now, no, it's not the modem in the computer. Here it is, my first Frenchie. Okay, let me pull it up. It's just taking like a minute for each page to load. That's the only problem.
Oh, do you remember when our internet first came out and, you know,
it's like that.
I'm
back in 1997 again.
Freaking 45 minutes to download one picture.
Right? And
I
we
was
didn't
like,
mind.
Oh my gosh. And they were like, oh, this is so amazing. I'm like, why the heck would you want, what is worth 45 minutes of waiting for one picture?
No. 45 minutes of waiting, and then when you're just about to finish downloading, you get disconnected.
Someone calls you. And you
forgot to hit
9 or whatever it is to, like, turn off the call waiting, and they disconnect you.
Oh, gosh. That was terrible. When they first came out with the first online games, and you'd be, like, in the middle of some serious battle, and you're, like, somebody would call you and be like, dang it!
See, I picked up the phone at that point.
I'm
and
dead now.
And yelling and screaming at anyone who was on the other end of the phone. Then they would realize, oh, crud, Amy's online.
Well, that's where I'm at now, and I'm biting my tongue to keep from screaming profanities. And, oh, hey, oh, something's loading. The page just changed. I'm reading words. I just
Woo-hoo.
Don't have photos yet. Photos are going to take some time, apparently.
Well,
but I had the foresight to load Peru about an hour ago, so Peru is ready to go, all those photos.
Yep, yep, we're at Peru. And
all the time we've been talking, those photos have been downloading.
Oh, Peru.
It's finally ready. No, Peru is ready to rock. I see a lot of ponies. I can't remember where we left off. I think we're up to rainbows or something.
I would hope somebody does. Where are we?
I know. I remember.
We didn't get very far.
No, we didn't. We are at, dear Lord,
she's had a
hair makeover.
Oh, are we at?
Now pink. Pink and white ice cream cones.
Okay, that's what I was thinking we were. That's what I was thinking.
And
here we are. Heladito.
Wait. What do we got? Heladito?
Heladito.
Or Heladito?
Heladito.
Little ice cream cone, or better known as Lickety Split, with gray hair.
She's very Crunchberry-ish, or what's the pony I'm thinking? No, I'm thinking a,
Raspberry
Merry
Jam?
Kind of Raspberry
Tassels,
Jam.
Tassels, one of those.
No, the merry-go-round pony in that Sunny Bunch. Sunny Bunch is in that pose, I believe.
Yep, same pose,
mm-hmm.
Similar kind
same
of color.
Sunny Bunch is purple with green hair.
And blue and
white
and yellow flowers on her. Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
So,
this is very Raspberry Jam meets Sunny Bunch.
Yeah, this is like, she reminds me of Raspberry Jam, just like the contrast, the juxtaposition, if you will, of that pinky purpley colored bod with that pretty lime colored hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty neat, huh? I got to check out Kit Kat, see if she has any of these guys. You know, I didn't check to see if she has any. What Peruvians she has. I just didn't remember. There we go.
Yeah, add a little bit of red in there. You add a little bit of white in there. Oh, wait, you've got the white. You just add a little bit of red in there. And dear Lord, you've gone into Batman territory at that point.
What the heck are you talking about?
The Joker pony.
Yeah, Joker. That's what she's talking about. I got it.
That's what you're talking about. Gotcha.
Green hair, purple suit.
Right. Yeah, no. You know, I liked it better when we were comparing her to Raspberry Jam because that wasn't giving me the creeps.
I mean the original Joker, you know?
Look,
I have yet
Joker
to see a Joker costume that wasn't creepy.
I'd say the Joker is just creepy. I don't care what incarnation you're talking about, all right?
I like
the
original
60s
Joker.
Oh, with
What's his face? That actor.
What's his face? That guy everybody knows.
Uh-huh.
Adam West?
No, that was Batman. But
on his show, but the guy that played the Joker on
his
show.
Okay, I'm going to look it up because it's going
to
drive
go
me
to
up.
IMDb or something.
Okay, Joker actor.
Original series?
Yeah.
Original. Sid, it's on, Cecil. Come on.
I mean, he did other things, but we all know him for being the Joker.
Cesar Romero.
That's it.
There you go.
I knew it was a name. It was Cesar Romero. Yeah, no, that guy, ooh, flames coming out of that man.
He's my favorite Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was, he definitely made the mold there. Although, you know, a lot of people argue that Ledger, you know, really remolded it, but let's not get into Batman.
Back to that poor pony, but anyway.
Never get now that it reminds me of the freaking Joker. Thanks.
Hey, we just saved you a bundle of money. Don't worry.
Yes,
I'm sure
you did.
Pony got cheap on eBay.
And you didn't even go with Geico.
And we didn't take 15 minutes to do it either.
Hey, how's your picture coming on the show and tell board?
Oh, let me check it. Hold on. I moved tabs.
Same color combination. We might as well see if it's ready.
I have about a half inch of your photo.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, maybe we'll get to that before the show's over. Okay, well, apparently that's not the only split they had.
Wow, you never guess what I'm holding right now.
I'm sorry, what?
I said you'll never guess what I'm holding in my hand. It's fuzzy and soft and brown.
A puppy?
No, we don't have dogs. You know what kind of pets you have.
Oh, did Jenny make you a plushie?
No, Jenny didn't make me a plushie. I'm holding a tarantula skin.
Oh, one of your babies molted?
One of my babies just molted.
Oh, how cool is that?
Very cool. She just left a complete, like, copy of herself on the ground and just cast it off like an old suit.
That's so
awesome.
Now
she looks
sometimes
all big and fluffy. I took a picture of this. This looks so cool.
How tame are your tarantulas?
Oh, they're vicious. I wouldn't
are they
touch
really?
Them. Yeah,
can't
I wouldn't
touch
them. Not even for $20 would I try to touch them.
No tame tarantulas.
But, I don't mind touching their skins because their skins are soft and furry and sweet.
I'll
they
say,
don't
well,
bite
their
you.
Skins are no longer
yeah, they're
really
just
part
skin.
Of the tarantula.
But they look just like a tarantula. They're just a little bit flatter on the inside because there's no tarantula inside them.
Right.
But
well,
the legs look exactly
funny.
Like the real deal. Oh, it's so nice. And right after they molt them, they're still soft and pliable. If I wait till overnight, it'll be all crunchy and brittle. But as for right now, I can pet it.
And pretend it's a tarantula that's not biting
you. And pretend
you.
It's a tarantula, right, that's, like, friendly and cuddly. Oh, that's so neat. Okay, thank you, Echo. Thank you for the present.
Well, you definitely got to take a picture because I love seeing the pictures, but that's why I could never own a tarantula myself.
I'll take a picture of it, and I'll put it next to a pony so you can gauge the size. I'll put it next to
That'll
an adult
neat.
G1 pony. No, I'll put it next to a baby pony so it looks extra big.
You can be one of those baby ponies that, like, eat birds, or one of the tarantulas that can eat birds.
Nice.
Down in South America. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Goliath bird-eating spider. That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah,
sorry
but,
to
yeah,
derail
my...
the thread, but that's epic. That only happens a few times a year, so I was
I'd
very
say
excited
that, and,
about
and
that.
And they don't always have such, you know, the most perfect molts either, so.
Nope, this is a perfect molt, nice and clean. I'm left with a perfect Xerox copy of my little girl, who's getting so big.
make sure
you can relate. You have one that you have one at home that's getting big. You know, every time you look and see her, she's getting taller. She's taller
yeah.
than you now.
Yeah, she is. She
okay,
would have weighed
perfect.
More than me if I hadn't put on weight since William came home. So I'm still ahead of her by a few pounds. Which means I can still squash her. But
we were talking about the pretty pony with the green hair, not the pretty spider with the pink hair.
Yes.
Let's see.
Yeah,
oh,
we're having a hell of a time
seashell.
Staying on topic.
I'm looking at your French seashell right now. I have to go
Yay!
Back to the other page. There she is next to her old self. Oh, look at the difference. My goodness, they really are. Frenchies
yeah,
are
I had
cool.
no idea they were that different either.
No forelock. Look at that. Amazing. Nice bright symbol.
Yeah, but do you see how it's metallic in the first picture?
Yeah, the paint is shiny. It's shiny like her hair.
It's reflective.
It is.
Reflecting. That was really hard to try and get the picture to show that the symbols are very shiny metal reflective.
Oh, well, I could give you some tips. I saw you trying to photograph the inside of a pony's head last week. I know how to do that.
I stink at doing this stuff, so you have to give me photo tips.
I'll give you some printers later.
Yeah, but you know what? She's smaller. She's so much smaller than regular seashell. Like, her whole body is smaller. I don't know how they shrink the mold down to make the exact pony smaller in all ways, but they did. Her body is smaller, and she's shorter, and
she is fatter. Shorter.
Like if you measure her width, her length, her height,
her
everything is shorter. She's more compact.
Really?
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Like, you can't really tell, but look at the picture. You can see how, like, her body, like, from rump to foreleg is shorter.
She's not sitting straight facing the camera like the regular one is, so it's hard for me to tell that she's really fatter.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about fat. I'm talking about look at the one where they're side by side facing to the left.
Oh, okay.
And look from the rump to the foreleg. Like, say, like, it looks like 4 inches for one, it'd be like 3.5 inches for the other.
Mm-hmm.
The distance.
It's like
the
they
length.
Took the whole thing and just shrunk it down.
Yeah, it's so weird. She's shorter and she's just, everything is just perfectly shrunk a little bit.
Well, here's an idea. Regular seashell probably came out of the master mold, and then French seashell might have come out of a mold made by regular seashell, which would make her X percentage smaller, would it not? If they used regular seashell to make the mold, you can't make what comes out of the mold the same size. It's just impossible to do. It's going to be a little tiny bit smaller.
No, I beg to differ.
Okay, beg to differ. We'll have to
okay.
agree to differ.
We'll have to discuss the physics of that later. But that is certainly a possible explanation, yes. I think that could definitely be.
Just look, think about the size of the mold that
a
regular seashell would come out of. It would be larger. It would be larger than a regular seashell would be, because regular seashell has to fit inside the mold.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Get where I'm going with this?
Sure. We'll just leave it at that and go on. But it is a very cool thing that they are smaller, and you know what? It rocks. It was a nice little bonus. It wasn't just the symbol was metallic. The body color is different. The eye color is slightly different. Their eyes
Lean
are airbrushed and no forelock and, you know, different size. So it's nice to actually have
it. She truly is a mon petit pony.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Bien.
Moving along. Back to Peru. Okay, we should have no other distractions now.
Are we sure?
No, we're not sure.
Can I wake up from my nap now?
We have to do two things tonight that we have not been very good about doing every show recently.
What's that?
Pony snack time and visiting the pony room.
Well, do you want to go visit the want to go get pony snacks now and then go visit the pony room?
We could do that. I don't have any Peruvian ponies.
Oh, well.
I'll just take my laptop up there and I'll do the show live from the pony room. How's that?
That sounds exciting.
That is.
I'm going to take this opportunity to wash the spider fur off my hands before I go eating pony snacks.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah.
They have a thing called urticating hairs, which you can't see them, but they prickle you. kind of like those invisible cactus hairs.
That can fling at you to irritate your skin if you get too close?
Yeah, they can actually kick them off their backside
and they fly
at you and they just
sort of clump you. You don't want those on your skin.
No, you don't.
Especially
you definitely don't want them on your tongue. You don't want them on your pony snacks.
Kitten, pony snack time. Do you want them?
Okay, wash, wash, wash.
Kitten is too full from dinner. She does not want pony snack time. There will be no fighting.
Take that girl's temperature. She doesn't want pony snacks.
You need me to take your temperature? You don't want to fight over pony snacks? What?
She just wants you to hand them over. It's the fight that she's not feeling.
We'll just have to fight later.
This just ain't right. I can't just walk up, grab a bag of pony snacks and eat them. What fun is that? How you doing on your pony snack supply?
If I was there, I'd fight you. Well, I'm about to open up the second box right now.
Oh, so you still have a good amount left from what I sent you. That's good. How many boxes did I send you? I can't remember.
Like three?
That was like it was either three or five. I don't remember.
Oh, dear Lord.
It was three.
Can we get the music, please, so I can get up the stairs? I'm feeling weak.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Yes. Okay. Pony room, people, all together now. Hello, nice new pictures on the wall. Hello, French seashell. Hello, Mitten Box DJ. Hello, Baby Apple Delight brother with your bow tie. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Hello, space reserved for incoming stuff.
No kidding. You know, I've actually had to start doing that. I've had to proactively go, okay, we have to start making space because we know so-and-so's coming. Which I think I actually had asked your opinion on something that I did actually decide to get that should be here this week.
Nice.
Oh, and Kitten doesn't know, but I'll tell you later. I guess I'll talk about
that.
Please
tell me that you remembered to grab a packet of pony snacks before you headed up to the pony.
I did. I have my pony snacks.
Okay, I've got mine.
Are we opening them?
We're opening. I'm opening. I'm not waiting. I'm hungry.
You're hungry.
TGIF. I want some candy.
Tomcat decided, was being lazy and decided he just wanted to eat out tonight, which, you know, really isn't a problem for me. But he was also lazy and hungry, so he bought way more food than we really needed. And so we were all, like, disgustingly full. Yes, score! It's like, oh my gosh, I got, like, equal win and equal sad. I got three purples, but I got three greens and three blues.
I got two greens and one blue and one purple. And one yellow, two yellows, two pinks.
I got one yellow.
It's a nice mix this week.
Well,
one of my greens
bad.
Is fused onto another one. How do you unstick them? I'm just going to pull. It won't come apart. Oh, my goodness.
I won't budge
them apart.
Put them in the freezer.
I don't have time for that. I'm going to eat them now. I just bit both their heads off together.
There you go.
I got a mouthful of pink and yellow together. I mean, pink and green.
You know, Karen, I feel so bad when... Oh, there it is. Hearing
when you almost killed me over breakfast?
Hey, you knew what you were eating.
Yeah, I knew what I was getting into.
I thought it was only tomatoes. You didn't explain to me it was anything with citric acid whatsoever, including apples.
Allergies are weird like that. I'm still learning as I go.
Well,
I eat something and I'm like, oh, that tastes acidy. I don't think I better have any more of that.
I think you had like one or two slivers. And all right, I take claim for the second sliver, but you should have known. You should have known better.
Yeah, I should have known. That and the gallon of coffee I drank over breakfast. It was just too much for my little system to handle.
Yeah, you did drink a hell of a lot of coffee. But, hey, now we know. Next time you show up, no apples at breakfast.
If I had been feeling better, I would have bought another cup once I got on the road. But that's okay. I did just fine. I got home. I'm here.
And it was eventful. Man, that was awesome. That whole weekend was so awesome. Even your horror story event was awesome. I mean, come on. Because for a bystander, having you, like, contact me, like, in South Maryland, like, on some peninsula, totally off track, while you're, like, getting ready to Ralph and, like, the bathroom stall at, like, the local freaking gas station that you have no idea where you're at, but you ran out of road.
I didn't want to have to do that. I really didn't need to want to make that stop. But I felt better after I did.
Yeah, and you were just, you know, it wasn't much much further. I mean, it was just great. I'm sorry you had to go through that, but for the rest of us, it was just freaking awesome.
I'm sorry for the wasted hotcakes.
I know. You garbed those hotcakes. Oh, my God. Karen, I could not believe the way you were putting those away. I mean, we were just looking at you going, okay, maybe she should slow down.
Knife and fork takes too long. The proper way to eat a pancake is to roll it up like a burrito in your hand.
I actually agree. I prefer doing it that way a lot.
Swallow it in three bites.
Yeah,
hey,
the three-bite part was the part that had me worried, though.
I may be a skinny girl, but I can eat.
It was a fun weekend. That was definitely, I mean, come on. There was comedy and everything.
Pika Bubba did the most eating I've ever seen anybody do ever of anything.
I only saw her eating like one or two pieces of cake. I wish I'd been there to see her eat like all four.
I thought it was the same piece of cake twice, and then they told me how many she ate, and I said, no, those were different pieces. I thought she was just nursing that one piece like the whole time. They're
mm-hmm.
like, no, she put away like four pieces.
I ate three. Me and Pika are close to the same size. I think she might be a little smaller than me.
They were cutting pieces like the size of your face.
Oh, they were, oh my gosh, though. The bottom part of the cake was awesome.
I'm backing out of your French seashell topic because I want to see which mountain boy won tonight's rumble.
Oh, yeah, that one was neck and neck.
Yeah, these guys were like trading paint the whole way. Let's see who won. On the trading post, I'm doing a contest right now. It's kind of like Pony Madness, but we're just doing it with Big Brothers. We're trying to find out who's the most macho. Well, that page will load in another few minutes.
Can you tell us who's in the current lead, or are we at the winning part?
It's over. It ended at 8:30. New one will be up tomorrow.
Who won?
I'm waiting to find out. Again,
hey,
I told you.
You know what?
Slow internet. You could find out way before me.
And I don't even know how to use this thing. I'm using my my Apple, and I'm not really adept at using a Mac interface.
Oh, really?
I know. You'd think I were. I mean, we have the Mac. What do you call them when it got, like, the MacBook? We got the laptop, and we got the desktop, both Macs. And then we also have, like,
the desktop
PC,
is called
desktop,
an iMac.
Okay, so we got an iMac, and we have a... What do you call the laptop?
MacBook.
All right, so we have a MacBook and an iMac, and then we have a laptop and we have a desktop, like regular computers. And I am just not very proficient with the Mac stuff.
Everybody gets their own. Even the cat has her own computer.
Yes, actually, this is true. Cat does have her own computer. I'm on it. That's why I don't know how to use it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's set up for cat use. Okay, so first change the language of the computer from meow to English.
Oh, okay, I got that. Got that going on. Now I got to figure out how to bring up another tab.
Apple T.
Who?
Instead of, like, Apple, the Apple button, it's next to the space bar.
Oh, there it is. Okay,
Apple.
Apple
T.
T?
Yeah, T. If you're using Safari, it's Apple T. This is our tech support portion of the program.
Okay, so I pulled down the Apple. The little menu comes down, and there is
no... not that Apple. There's an Apple button. Hit the Apple button on the keypad.
Okay, let me find the Apple button.
It's next to the space bar.
I got the space bar. I see Command. I see command, I see option, I see option, I see control, I see alt, I see FN. I don't have an Apple button.
All right, try command. Command and T.
All right. Yeah, whoa, now I have 12 windows staring at me. Where'd they come from?
I guess you hit it really hard, huh? I just hit it once and it opens a new tab and then
wow.
Put whatever
well,
you want to see
I already
in
had,
the tab.
Apparently I already had like 12 tabs open, and when I hit command T, they all like did this wonderful panoramic like swoosh out in space, and I was like,
meanwhile, while you were doing that, my page loaded first, and I know who won, but I won't destroy the suspense for you. I'll let you find
oh, great.
It for yourself who won.
Oh,
who will
God.
It be this week? We're opening up a new round tomorrow, and there's still
is
about...
Is it .com, .net,
.net.
Don't you get a virus if you go to the other one?
Yes.
But do you have to click on something to get the virus?
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you just go to mlptp.com, you're not going to get a virus unless you click on something?
You're on a Mac. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Nothing will happen to you.
Okay.
You can click on anything you want. You're on a Mac. You're safe.
Okay.
Okay, what are we talking about?
We're talking about my game, Panda.
Wow.
It's on the TP in general discussion. It's called the Big Brother
wow.
Battle Royale, and it's going to be going on all summer.
I meant that
I am
thing
so
about
shocked.
The virus.
Oh.
Probably
let everybody know. Those that don't know, My Little Pony Trading Post back in the day used to be My Little Pony MLPTP.com. There's a bunch of stuff that went down. And we had to, well, I
and
not
the, the old site is corroded with something grotty, so it has nothing to do with us. If you go to that old site, get off of it right away because there's, like,
don't click on
junk
anything there
that has nothing to do with us, but it will muck up your PC if you are on a PC.
When they had to back in 2005, when they had to
reinvent
the TP, it became mlptp.net. Totally different. We totally moved it. We shed off all the corroded, messed up, you know, history of things. But for people that are just like, oh, what's that website? I can't remember. And they go to .com, you can't click on anything there. It doesn't say pony stuff, but don't click on anything there because it's, like, got viruses and all kinds of stuff on it.
Yeah, it's like somebody's store now or something. I don't know. But anyway, be careful of it. Just avoid it.
Yeah. Go to mlptp.net. That's where you need to be.
Yeah, go to general discussion. It's called Big Brothers Battle Royale. And every week I take two new boys and we battle them against each other to see who's everybody's favorite.
I am shocked to see the outcome. I mean, it was so neck and neck for a while. And the other guy,
I know.
The other guy really had a lead for a bit. And
yeah.
then we have this guy out of nowhere just dusting him.
Pretty exciting race. I got to go read back and see when all this happened.
Well, you know,
MLP.
Not everybody posted. That's the thing. We had 82 votes, but only, like, what? Not even half of those people posted to say why they voted, who they voted for.
True. Let's see how many views it got. Oh, here we go again. Change the page. Okay, let's see how many people looked at it. 587 views.
Wow.
37 replies, 82 votes. Yeah, not everybody who votes leaves a comment.
I like
when people leave comments. I am loving the comments. No, don't just vote. Leave a comment. Your comments are funny and witty.
At the training post, I'll leave a comment. But, like, at the arena when they have, like, the poll pony of the day thing, I usually just go in and I'll click and I leave.
If you have some special interest in either pony, it's nice to leave a comment, you know, because if you want your pony to win, you should put why you're voting him to win. Maybe people will read it. Maybe you have a mint picture of that particular pony with his hat, and you want to show it. And you could have said, here's why you should vote for this guy.
Hmm. I was really torn, though. I mean, they were both great.
I was torn,
too.
It took me a while to decide who to vote for in this round, but in the end, I made up my mind. And I even made up a little fight song, and I posted it. So maybe people like the fight song.
Oh, were you salty all the way?
I was not all the way. I mean, it took me about 3 days. 3 days was how long it took. It took me about a day and a half to decide who I wanted, and then I threw my support behind Salty.
I decided to go with quarterback because after I got my quarterback with all this stuff for a good price, I felt like I owed him one. And I also really want to put it out there into the karma of the pony gods to one day find a quarterback that has no brown spots, no brown discoloration, no hint of brown anything. I mean, this guy has virtually none, but I want one that is like cancer-free or age, whatever it is that happens to those poor quarterbacks. I believe out there is one that does not have any of these issues. And I thought by voting for quarterback that the gods would listen.
Well, so they might still because you hadn't gotten that quarterback yet.
That's right. By the time I get that quarterback, I'm going to have like 5 football helmets and 10 scarves. And
you'll have a football team.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll know who the real quarterback is. All right. So you got to do the next one. Well, let's go back to, Peru.
Peru.
Now
yeah, if we ever
want
to get out of Peru, we're going to have to start talking about Peru, wouldn't you say? And I got to give a shout out to Mariella if she's listening. She's our Peruvian PP member. Hello, hola, Mariella. Buenas noches.
Hi, Mariella.
Gracias,
yeah,
right.
She actually gave
listening.
Us a bunch of information we talked about last week.
That's right. So she's probably tuning in again saying, when are they going to get to Peru?
I think she tuned in and tuned out. She's like, I sometimes wonder if people give up. Oh, look, it's 10:30 on the dot. Time to talk about Peru.
And pony snack time is drawn to a close, so that leaves us with Peru.
Up next. Pony snack time is still sticking in my teeth, but by the time
I have a big wad of something wrapped around one of my molars, too. I'm working on Okay, what's next?
Up next.
Next, pony.
It's not one, but it's 2 variations.
Oh, wait, speaking of variations, we didn't talk about little ice cream comes in more than one color.
Oh, we didn't?
Her other variation comes with pink hair.
All right, that's the one Kit Kat has, and apparently that pink hair looks like it fades to white.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Good to note. So if you find one with white hair, chances are it's just a fadey pink one.
Yeah.
You have not discovered a new variation.
No. Speaking of, I'm working on reserve power. Okay, guys, let's wrap this up.
Yay.
All right,
up
who's next?
Is Blossom, and she comes in 2 variations that are very much different.
Botoncito.
Weird looking blossom.
Botoncito? Botoncito? That's
yeah.
Little sprout. Should be calling her alfalfa.
She is purple gray with the same color hair, white flowers, and her eyes are also a purple gray. And her colors are darker than her North American counterpart. Now this variation is in the same exact blossom pose, but then all of a sudden, she says, I'm in Peru. Baby, I'm getting a makeover.
It looks like she got filmed in black and white. It's so weird how she looks like
she's so colorless.
Yeah, she's so blah. Poor Blossom.
Blossom.
Picture.
Well, see, that's why she decided she's just going to have a complete and utter makeover.
That wasn't a makeover. That was a mud fight.
That was a make-under.
Yeah, make-under. I'm going south. I got to play it low. I got to go in disguise. I got to not stand out. I'm on the run. I'm on the lam.
She really puts the blah in Blossom.
Oh, poor Blossom. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just a really, really bad picture.
Probably.
I haven't been able to find many pictures of Blossom here, the Peruvian ponies.
But wait, all hope is not lost. I think they saw that idea. They looked at it coming off the assembly line, and they said, oh, no, we can do better.
Oh, yeah, then they did better. They did much better.
She concentrated really, 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 really hard, and all of a sudden decided to sprout wings and go blonde. So she is now a purple Pegasus with yellow hair.
And she can fly, she can fly, she can fly, she can fly, she can fly.
Oh, yes. She
and she looks so much happier as a blonde.
Yes. You know, blondes do have more fun.
They have more play with.
No, it's so interesting when she turns into a Pegasus.
Like the ugly duckling turned into a beautiful swan. That's what happened to Little Sprout.
Yes.
Definitely.
I like V2.0 much better.
Yes, no, definitely. Definitely better. Okay.
She's all happy and perky looking.
Let's see.
Yellow
photo gallery.
Hair.
I really should just, like, work on, like, getting favorites and everything set up so I don't have to spend so much time and effort trying to wander around.
Well, you're on a Mac. Click and drag those photos, stuff you like, onto a folder on your desktop and just label the folder saved to sort.
I'm still trying to work the dang... There we go. Okay, she does not have Peruvian Blossom, surprisingly enough.
So chances are if you bid on one on eBay, somebody's going to be bidding against you that we all
know.
Yeah,
some certain close friend. Yeah. But, oh, shoot, how do I get to my... Go ahead, you guys keep talking without me. I've got to figure out what I did.
I need to address the spelling error on the next pony when we do get to it, because her name is wrong.
Okay.
Well, okay. Up next is Manzanita.
Or the Peruvian.
Applejack?
Applejack. Sorry,
yes.
I went brain dead for a moment there.
AJ. Manzanita, it means little apple, literally, little apple.
And she had a complete makeover herself, except for her hair. She is now light orange with yellow hair. She's still a blonde. Bright green eyes and orange/red apples with bright green stems and leaves.
She's not that much different from if you took a regular one and left her out in the sun forever. She might turn sort of a washed out orangey color, but this is very even, so you can tell it's real, it's factory. It's very pale orange, almost, may I say, peachy.
So, yes, even she's had a bit of a bit. She decided to go down to Peru and say, that's it, I'm laying out in the sun.
Do love that pose. Never get enough of the shy pose. It's such a pretty pose for a G1 Earth pony.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the head turned slightly. She looks kind of pensive, kind of shy. And they have that
it's a nice
sweet,
pose.
Sweet smile. It is a nice pose. Mm-hmm. I love it. I wish that there were more ponies made in this pose. I'd just collect them all like crazy. If
oh,
I had
yeah.
the room.
Even if you didn't have room, you'd run out
Manzanita.
Of room.
Manzanita. She's always been a crowd pleaser. Good old Manzanita.
So,
still wondering why I run out of room. It just doesn't make sense.
Up next. Algodoncito.
Our favorite.
Dang it, it happened
little
again.
Cotton.
You know when you get a new T-shirt and, like, the label is written in Spanish and, you know, you're looking for the washing instructions and they're in Spanish, you might see the word algodón. That means cotton, and your shirt is probably 50% algodón. So that's where you get that word from. Algodón is cotton. Cito is, like, the diminutive of it. So this pony's name is Little Cotton. And who
aww.
Is she, Panda?
I know, Little Cotton. Cotton candy.
Who else would it be but cotton candy?
And she's brighter than ever.
Yeah, she's very pink. Look at that hair. The hair is very bright. Very silky looking, too, in this particular specimen.
Oh, yeah. She's just looking like, oh, look at me. Look at me.
Pony room is smelling really good tonight, guys. I
think you're getting dopey from it. You're getting
I'm
awful
like,
quiet
getting,
over
I'm
there.
Getting... I'm getting.
Are you like going under from the pony fumes or something?
I am. I'm just sitting here zoning. I'm like, gosh, that smells good. Wow, that smells
don't
good.
Don't meditate. I would
I'm
suggest
just
not meditating.
Drifting.
I would
some days
stop meditating
the pony room
in there.
The pony room is really, really, really smelling good today.
It hey man, that's some good pony.
Yeah, man.
I would suggest not meditating in there because.
Oh darn.
I do come in here for a little bit of my zen. I get my zen on in here.
That could be scary and dangerous.
Well, it's a very calming thing. I come in here and I smell the ponies, and it calms me, and my inner peace comes. And then, yes, you have to leave the pony room, or you will then just zone, and you'll be like 5 hours later going, oh, my gosh, I'm still in the pony room.
It's very still, very quiet room because the ponies aren't moving around. There's no TV. There's no radio in there. There's nothing to make noise or flash at you or, you know,
distract
you from your
peaceful.
Peaceful,
there's no
serene.
Clock,
nope, nothing, not a sound, not a whisper. Just you and the ponies. And it's very, very
and flushing
peaceful.
Rainbows.
Yes, flushing rainbows. If you choose to press the button, you can hear a little flushing rainbow action.
Oh, so, yes, little cotton. Oh, wait, okay, never mind, go ahead. Not much to say, huh? Some of these ponies, I think sometimes it's neat to know they're made in other countries, but you definitely want to see that there's something different. I mean, I don't know if, like, these Peruvians, like my French seashell, I wonder if they're any smaller.
I think what they're trying to say with Algodoncito is that when you have a perfect pony, you don't mess with perfection. And cotton candy is the same in nearly every country we have visited on this show, and we've been to a lot of countries. Cotton candy
is just classic. I can only think of one that
classic.
Has a variation off the top of my head. I can only think of one.
That's one more than I can think of at the moment.
Really? Yeah. So you see, it's really, definitely, yeah, cotton candy, pink, all around pink, a couple white flecks. You're good to go.
Her original design was supposed to be a gray pony, like an Appaloosa horse. I got that direct from Bonnie Zachary, who is the creator of My Little Pony.
Oh, really?
She designed this pose, this mold, this concept. Yeah, she's the mother of My Little Pony. She was at the 2008 fair in Rhode Island, and I spoke with her, and she explained that cotton candy's symbol was designed after a real horse. Initially, she came up with the idea of a pocket-sized horse for little girls to play with, and it was Hasbro that said, well, why don't we make them in crazy fairy fantasy colors?
Oh,
hmm. And that's why cotton candy looks the way she does. She's designed to be looking like a real horse. If Bonnie Zachary had gone with her original idea and said no to Hasbro and taken it to someone else, they might have been making her in brown or black or white or gray. Or
and that
would have
been so
long. Color. It
we
wouldn't have lasted
have...
25 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, come on, because look at all the other people that made toy horses with hair, and none of them stuck the way My Little Pony did.
Oh, and you got your Breyers and you got your Besquick.
That's not entirely fair. Breyers have been around forever, but I'm sorry, Breyers
that's right.
Is kind of, I don't know.
They're
they
not knocking Breyers, but they weren't ponies. They were modeled to be actually
right.
Horses.
They're supposed to be.
They're
not soft and cushy. You're not going to fall asleep with one in your bed.
They don't have silky combable hair and they don't smell sweet.
Yeah, even the ones when they did come out with some that had combable hair just wasn't the same, you know. The Breyers.
And you know why they did that? Because of My Little Pony. They were trying to get in on that little My Little Pony corner of the market, you know. Hey, let's make some in crazy colors.
Yeah, that was
we're getting our tails kicked by this Hasbro with their rainbow horses.
Even in the Even in the 90s there.
They got a little desperate. They had to come out with a unicorn or something.
They actually have a couple Breyers from they had a couple interesting little incarnations there that they did. Pretty funny. But still, not the same. Hard plastic is just not a lovable concept, you know?
No, you can't snuggle with hard plastic.
Yeah, there's nothing snuggly about that. So, moving along.
Up next, we have a
two-pet-teen. A threesome? A threesome.
A threesome.
A menage à trois de pony.
That's French. Keep my seashell out of this. She's innocent.
Choupi? Chupetine.
Or Tootsie.
Tootsie. Okay, Tootsie's a name I recognize. Chupetine, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no, that's not familiar to me at all. What does it mean? What's it say it means? My laptop.
I don't know. You're the one with the quick computer. Pull up Google Translate. And
all right,
in
I'll go downstairs to the other computers.
Oh, you got to play the pony theme music in reverse now. So you're downstairs.
Oh, that would be kind of demented sounding, wouldn't it?
Hey, SOS is the same, backwards or forward. It's an anagram, so.
Yeah. What do you want me to do, fall down the stairs? You gave me all of 1.2 seconds.
Oh, you're supposed to jump.
Yeah. All right, I'm on the right floor now.
You need a pole. Can we, you like, build a pole from the pony room, like, to the kitchen?
Whoa, that is not what I was expecting to see.
Chupetine, C-H-U-P-E-T-I with a little mark over it, and N, Chupetine.
Oh, I'll just control copy.
Or you could do it that way.
Yeah, do the lazy man way.
On my, what do you call that, dashboard, I have a translator, so I don't even have to pull up Google anymore. I can just hit F12. Translate. I'll see if I can meet you.
It's something about lollipops.
Translation.
Oh.
English translation. It means.
It.
Tulipan noun. I'm sorry, no results found. Well, that's not what I wanted to hear. Spanish to English. Here we go. Okay. Translate.
Nothing's coming up. Data
no
unavailable.
Kidding.
Oh, it's because my computer's. Not connected.
Oh, like tulip.
That's why.
There we go. Tulip, any type of plant of the lily family or the genus Tulipa, have large cup-shaped flowers of different colors.
Are you
somebody
saying
got
it's a flower?
It's like, you know how like we have like certain ponies in the G1s that like you could have swore like, hey, baby beach ball should have been this one or baby whatever should have been that one.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's what's going on here. This sounds like this should have been Posy.
It should, yeah, right? Well, because
it
should have been Posy.
Tulip. It means
but,
tulip.
Well, anyway, Tootsie's got lollipop symbols, as we all know. So I figured that Chupetine was like a, you know, like a candy
well,
kind of
thing. I Googled it.
What'd you find, Panda?
Wait a minute, guys. I am actually looking up Posy.
We're all messing around.
Chupetine
you silly.
All right, I was at the next one. Tulipine is tulip. Chupetine, however.
Chupetine, yeah, you got
okay,
it.
Okay, apparently the sugar is just not good, not good.
Nothing okay. came up, but then I have no connection, so I'm not going to be able to get anything anyway.
All right, translation. Here we go. English translation.
Lollipop.
There you go.
In stereo, no less.
Which is perfect for Tootsie, who is a very pale green with blue hair and blue eyes, and her symbol is pink lollipops with green stems. But sometimes her symbol is white lollipops instead of pink, and then there's a third variation, who is yellow with bright orange hair and light pink lollipops.
I want to see that one. And I want to know why there's a picture of white Tootsie for Chupetine and
yeah,
not green.
Yeah, I was like, that looks an awful lot like white Tootsie to me.
Well, we'll just pretend
UK
she's
white
green
Tootsie,
for the purpose
as a matter
of
fact.
This conversation. She's green.
She's
the Tootsie that we all know and love, except in certain circumstances where she's yellow with bright orange hair and light pink lollipops. Hey, if anyone wants to send a photo of that to me, njponymeat@aol.com.
Or mylittleponytalk@gmail.com. You know?
Pretty cool. I want to see that variation. That's the stuff we're talking about. That's Peru.
I haven't really found any sites really to get some good pictures of Peruvian ponies except for the couple on Kit Kat's site and this site.
Lollipops come in all different flavors, so why shouldn't Tootsie come in all different colors?
Exactly.
Yellow, bright orange hair, light.
There should have been a pink one and a purple one and a green one and an orange one and a red one.
I have to look in the Nirvana, see if there's any Peru forum highlight, whatever.
That's one thing they never did to us. They never purposely threw us different colors and said, here, you got to collect them all. Nowadays, they're all about doing that. You know, every toy today has some kind of weird variant that you got to chase down. And they make
well,
it like
that. Well, they did it to us now. Now they have.
Now they do
it. 2 years, we've had the same 7 ponies shoved down our throats and like a million different, look, a new hat. Oh, look, now she has a soda. Oh, look, now she has shoes. Oh, look, now she's facing to the left. Now she's facing to the right. Yeah, I bought one, and I said, okay, I'm done. You know, there
well,
is a spotlight on Peruvians.
Actually, if you buy the mommy and baby ponies, technically you're getting a new pony.
Yeah, I bought those. They're actually fun. I love the mommy doos. You remember, did you even bother to look at those? I think we made you look at those while you were here.
Yeah, I saw the car one. Like, mom with, like, her soccer mom haircut.
We had
the
soccer mom
and
the other
car
one with the
seat.
Yeah. Jenny,
and then there was a shopping one, like they're out shopping or something.
Right,
yeah.
She has a shopping cart.
Right.
Yeah, but
yeah,
the mom doos are awesome.
Those are cute because, I mean, technically, you're getting a different pony. It's just not named.
No, they're
yeah,
not cute. I refuse to settle.
Mom do.
I want my ponies back.
I know we named the one Mom Dash. Do we name the other one Mom Do?
Mom Do. That's perfect. That's her new name, Mom Do.
Mom Do and Mom Dash.
Fortunately, there's still some G3s from like the earlier days that I still have to chase down, like Pirate Dash, Diva Tink. You know, I'll keep myself busy with those. As
oh,
for me, churning out all the clones they want.
Did I tell you when that happened? I got Diva Tink Mint and Package for $7.
At the meet, right?
No. I got the Garden Stand for $7 at the meet. Mint and Package with Fancy Flora and Sunshine Blossom. No, I got Diva Tink on eBay for a buy it now of $7.
Dude, sweet.
And I actually bought her with a few other things that seller was selling for like really cheap, like some birth flower ones, mint and package for like everything was $7 that day, and I was like click, 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 and saved on shipping too.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Oh, right now, if anybody does collect these new ponies that I'm talking so terribly about, I should let you know that Hasbro Toy Shop is having a sale on certain pony items, including ponies and pony-related merchandise. Buy one, get one free. So go to HasbroToyShop.com and hit My Little Pony to see the sale. I don't even think you need to enter a product to, you know, sale code or anything for it. I think it's just a flat sale.
Buy one,
they're
get
blowing
one
them out.
Select items, My Little Pony.
Right, so check
now
that out.
It looks like only maybe the three.
Sale's been running for a week. Is it possible our little community has depleted the stock? Because when I went, there was a full page of pony stuff.
Well, like, on select items. So when you clicked on, like, My Little Pony, only three ponies came up. Now, if you go to the My Little Pony section of the store, yeah, you get buttloads. But if you only buy the, click on the thing, then that's what you get.
Well, check it out anyway. Maybe it's something that everybody would want. Anybody besides me, that is.
Yeah, I'm only finding three things.
Yeah, I guess only three things qualify for that.
It's the
weird. I couldn't think of three new My Little
Pony
things.
The anamorphic stuff.
Oh, those ones that stand on two legs? They're pretty weird.
Yeah, they're too weird for me. Sorry.
They're not too weird for me. I'm just against it.
It's just they're not like My Little Pony-ish for me. It's
if they looked My Little Pony-ish, then I'd want them, but they're not. They're that new style, and I'm not into it.
Yeah. And when I say weird, I don't mean like, you know, that's the creepy toy or anything. It's just they're not My Little Pony to me. They're just, that's another toy. That's something
else. The faces aren't horse-like enough for me. I don't know. Just they've changed My Little Pony so much. They look like Littlest Pet Shop now. Not that there's anything wrong with LPS. LPS are cute. They're their thing, you know. But I'm a My Little Pony collector.
Right. Yes, and specifically more G1-centric. But I thought that was really interesting how you just kind of like leapt from one G1 section to the other in my pony room. You're like, yeah, yeah, G3, yeah, yeah, G2, G1, 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 G1.
Seen it, seen it. Yeah, I did kind of give your G3s the brush off.
Yeah, but that's,
well,
you know,
come on,
that
it's not hard to collect mint G3s. They're like all mint.
Yeah, G3's easy. That's not so impressive. I mean, I guess the only impressive thing about that is, you know, having some of the Europeans or whatever other things.
I got
that are
those. I got winter snow. I got, you know, this
I'm talking
and that.
About the super long hairs, the European super long hairs.
I got some of them. I got the early ones
right.
I got. Later on, I bought them and then I sold them again. I was like, eh, yeah.
Yeah. There's only like
they're
three,
not doing it for me.
Three G3s that I'm missing.
Around the time they started including breezies with them, that's when I just gave up.
Yeah, yeah. I got to stop doing that to my phone. That's about when I gave up too, actually. Actually, it's like right when. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Can we go? We should talk about the, like, one more Peruvian pony before it's 11 o'clock and everybody gets cut
Let's
off.
Let's do one more Peruvian pony. We should end this show on topic.
Yeah, yeah, because we're really bad. I've noticed a trend. Whenever we skip a week, the following week we're a disaster. We are just like, blah, 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 blah.
Because we're not in our groove.
We're not like, okay, we're here, let's get down to business. No, we're like, oh, hey, it's so great to talk to you again. What's going on? And oh, my gosh, and did you hear?
All right, it's more like, yeah, we're like catching up with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just happened to be doing a show.
Hey, it's nice to have a topic. It gives us some type of a thing to follow, you know, so we're not just all over the place all the time. We can always keep returning to our main topic at hand when we run out of other stuff to talk about. But for right now, let's talk about Miss Posey here. She has a cool name. Tulipan.
Which means tulip, and she is yellow with white, light orange and yellow hair.
Hello, bad dye job. I mean, streaky. Weird. Okay, Posey, we see you. What color are her eyes?
Her eyes are green, and her symbols are light pink tulips with green stems. There is also another version who is white with purple hair.
Get out! Oh, my God. I got to see that. White Posey with purple hair. And I guess
I don't think
thing.
They have a
that
picture
That must
over
be
there,
so pretty. Think about that. The purple hair with the pink flowers. Oh, want. Quiero. Me quiero. Me quiero ahora. I want now.
All right. Karen, I'm sending you a like quick little picture. You can see that your picture's on the wall, but you can't really see one of the pictures. I mean, it's just
great.
Showing you. Great.
When I have internet access again, I'll be sure to look.
No, I'm sending it to your phone.
Oh, to my phone? Okay. Well, when
yeah,
I hang up,
little,
I'll be sure to look.
Just a little tiny look. That's where they're at. You can't really make it out real well, but you'll know them. You're like, oh, look, that's where they are. Okay, great.
Great.
You'll have
yeah,
reference.
I have a few text messages. My phone's been beeping for the past hour. Give a shout-out to Pika Bubba. She's listening.
Hey, Pika.
Okay, there's your text. I just got it. I can't see it yet, but I'll look later.
And I'm going to send you a quick shot of the little Tootsie picture too on the wall. I put it above the light switch plate. So it's the first thing you see when you come into the pony room.
Aww. I can't wait to see it. That's gonna be great.
There we go. Sending.
Well, so that was a pretty good chunk of Peru. We covered about what? Seven,
three
eight ponies?
Ponies?
No. One, two, three, if you count variations. Four, five, six, seven, if you count variations.
Three, if you don't.
No, we talked about a lot of our favorite basic earth ponies and one earth pony that became a Pegasus, which is
you know,
pretty cool.
I really would like, for anybody who actually maybe is listening to this, I don't care if you listen to this show 3 months from now, from the actual date, but if you have pictures or you have website information for where we can go to, like, see pictures of Peruvian ponies outside of Into the Sea or from your personal collection, please contact us because it's driving
yeah.
me nuts not being able to see a lot of these ponies.
If you have a cool, weird pony from another country, send us a photo of it and tell us what you know about it, and we'll give you a shout-out on the air, and I'll Pony Genie will cast a pony luck spell for you.
There you
and that address again is mylittleponytalk@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can also reach us, of course, on the Arena and the TP under our names. You know, we're around.
Yeah, we're always online somewhere. Little Alley Cat, Pandora Rose 3, Care Red Roses.
Yep. And
where
every
you find
week,
one
you know,
of us, you'll find the others.
Don't worry. We're not far. Plus, you know, Panda's always making the post every week about, you know, the show. And so lots of ways.
Trying to be as early as possible.
Look for our updated contest post very soon on the My Little Pony Arena and also on the trading post. And
yes,
maybe you can design some art for us and then give us an identity on iTunes. Give us a catchy little picture that people will want to click on
And believe me, we will give you a prize. We're working on a prize.
We'll give you a prize. We'll give you props. We'll give you our firstborn.
No, you can't have kitten. Sorry. No, I'm not good with. You can't have kitten.
Oh, well. You'll get
but
a prize
you can
and you'll
have,
get props.
You can have Panda or Karen's kids. That's fine. You can have them.
You can have me. How about that?
There you go.
You could just have me. I'll come down to your place and stay on your couch.
You know, next time you come down, Karen, we're going to have like a pony room cleaning freaking sleepover.
Oh, you mean like we could just like style hair all night? That would be
we'll
fun.
We'll style hair. We'll take them down. We'll clean up, you know, clean and dust the shelves and play with them at the same time. I do that every once in a while. I'll do like a shelf at a time. And I'll like take them down and I'll groom them and I'll clean the shelves and I'll talk to them and I'll put them back. But you know what? It takes too stinking long when you're only one person.
Well,
I
that's
need
why you have kids. You make your own help.
Yeah, but it takes
exactly.
too long even with two people. Okay, you've seen the broom. You've seen the show. I need to make
it's overwhelming for one person. I know. I got a happy herd of my own in a dustproof case. But, yeah, when friends come over, I love that. You know, it's like, hey, let's, you know, break out a bunch of ponies and just fool around with them for a while.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely, next time you come down, we're going to have to spend just a whole bunch more time in the pony room. You didn't get to stay long enough last time.
I could stay a week and we'd still not see everything in the pony room. I mean, it's just impossible. You've got a collection to last a lifetime, and it's so marvelous.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually thinking about taking some pictures to send in for the arena or for the convention. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know if pictures will do it. The pictures just don't do it quite the kind of justice as being here and kind of seeing the layout and the smell and the ambiance. You know what I mean?
We should give the fair a plug. What is the website for the fair? It's purplepajamapress.com.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's on Summer Hayes' site. Purple Pajama.
I thought that was like the My Little Pony Collectors.com. Or just change that.
I know what I'm talking about. It's her site,
it's
and she's got a
purplepajamapress.com/2010_exclusive. Wait, I'm wrong.
No, don't bother with all that.
Just go to purplepajamapress.com
and click on the thing
around.
For the fair. Yeah, click around.
You
you'll see a big old thing for the fair. And go to that, and it'll tell you all about how to get tickets and where it is and what games they're playing and the contests and what to expect and what to bring and what to pack and what you can win and all that good stuff.
Yep, lots of stuff going on.
This sounds,
she just opened up a forum for it, too, but I don't know the URL for that. Anyway, you could just find Summer Hayes, a.k.a. Sweet Tune. She'll hook you up with all the Fair 411. And it's coming up in a month and a week.
Yeah, and at least this time around, there was actually a schedule out a week or a month prior to the convention happening.
Good to know.
Unlike last
year,
where
we had...
Yeah,
it seems organized this year.
Yes, less chaos, more pony, more fun.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, wait, I see my internet is back temporarily. Let me see if this will come back. Please open. You know, on the contests page, purplepajamapress.com/contest, they use a picture of my table. I'm an example. I swear, purplepajamapress.com/contests. I'm right there. I'm like the second or third picture down. You know it's my table. It has red rose fabric. No, they didn't, but you know what? I always consent to everything, so she probably felt she didn't need to ask me. I'm flattered. Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty neat thing. I know,
that's
sign
a nice
on someplace, be like, oh my gosh,
I'm
look,
famous.
My stuff.
I'm an exemplary, I guess it's something to do with custom contests. That's why they used it there, because my whole table was pretty much customs.
When you did win the Maryland Pony Meat Custom Contest.
Well, that blew me away. I totally didn't expect that. That was, like,
hun,
I'm still floored about that.
You weren't going to win until the tail rattled. I'll tell you that right now. You did
oh.
not have it until the tail rattle. Somebody showed us the tail rattle, and, like, five of us suddenly changed our votes. Like, oh, tail rattle. I'm telling you, it's that little extra charm, that little extra something that you put into that custom that just swept the board.
I couldn't get to a printer. I had a whole little, like, name tag for her all ready to go. It was going to be lavender and heart-shaped, and it said, touch me, I'm soft, my tail rattles.
Oh, well, you know
it has
what?
All
it's okay.
Designs
you managed the news got out in the end, and everybody started touching her and rattling her.
Sweet. Well, anyway, that was a lot of fun. Customs are fun, I got to say. Custom ponies rock. Love doing them. Love seeing them. Love thinking up new designs. Love getting paint under my fingernails. My manicure.
Hey, how are we doing on time?
Oh, we ran out of time about 5 minutes
okay.
ago.
Okay, now that we're no longer talking about Peruvian ponies and stuff like that, now I'm just kind of dinking around in the pony room here and cleaning things
now
up.
Now I really should be going to bed.
Oh.
She's kind of got work tomorrow.
I got a quick question because I'm messing around with my mimic.
I hope it's not to do with Peruvian ponies because I closed that page a while
no,
ago.
No, nothing to do with Peruvian ponies. I'm talking about mimic.
Let's talk about mimic.
Well, two things. First of all, didn't she have, like, a funky color? I think I have her original ribbon. Her original ribbon, isn't it, like, a really weird, like, corally pink color or something?
Don't do ribbons. Don't care about
I'll
ribbons.
I'll have to look
so
at that.
I don't
but
follow
you know
the whole ribbon thing.
I don't, in Twinkle Eye territory in general, I don't understand what's considered a rub and what isn't considered a rub on those darn Twinkle Eyes and what the big deal is. I'm trying
There's
to learn.
A thin sheet of iridescence on the eyes, and you would know if you had an eye
oh, no.
chip or a rub.
Well, like my mimic, I'm looking, I'm like, okay, yeah, she's got iridescent stuff on her eyes, and, okay, well, what else am I looking for here that I'm not seeing?
That's it. If there's any imperfections in the iridescence, that's an eye chip.
Okay. Really? People are that anal, huh?
If you
and
see one with intact,
bad.
Perfect eyes, you'd know what I'm talking about. I have a sweet pop that's dead mint, and her eyes, like, shine like diamonds.
Okay, I totally don't know where the rest of them... I moved my twinkle eyes, and now I don't know where they are. Hate when that happens. There they are.
I want to say they're down low near the floor, but I might
they
be
They were,
wrong
but
about
I moved
that.
Them to the other revolving thing, because I remember I'm making room.
Incoming.
I don't know. Mine are looking pretty darn good. Actually, I'm trying to find one that has like non-pearly surface. All right. Well, okay. Then I guess
they
the
should
problem
be,
is I
yes.
just don't know what they look like when they're damaged.
That's right, because you don't have any damaged ones.
Because I'm like, what? What the heck are they talking about? Like, I don't get it. Okay, yeah.
When you get ones that are all played with and they've got ink marks on them and fingerprints and frizzy hair, that's when you start seeing chipped, dull eyes. You don't need to worry about it. You're in the clear.
Yeah, okay. I was like, 'cause I'm like, I don't see what they're talking about. Yeah, I guess maybe this one, maybe a little bit dull. Maybe. Anyway, thank you for clearing that up, 'cause I was like, yeah, no, everybody's good. Everybody's fine. No more panic. We can all rest easy tonight. Alley Cat, Twinkle Eyes are indeed fine.
You hear that, Twinkle Eyes? You can stay. They all heave
yeah.
the sigh
yeah,
of pony safe. Relief. I just heard the little sigh.
Yeah, there are ponies, though, I'm telling you. Do you know, though, in my old age, I'm starting to get a little sappy. Like, even though the quarterback I just got is in better condition than the quarterback I already own, I think I'll just keep them both, even though the one that I own is just in, just, there's no way in a million years I would bring that pony into my house now, because he has pony brown spots. But I don't think I can bring myself to get rid of him, because we've had him for like 10 years or something stupid. Maybe not 10 years, but I don't know. I think I'm just getting sappy in my old age.
No, it's totally all right. I've got ponies that are beat up that were, you know, that they have happy memories for me. Like, oh, I bought this at, you know, my first pony meet. Or, you know, of course, gifts. That's its whole separate thing, you know.
Right.
But, oh, this was like my first trade and this and that. You know, you could easily upgrade these ponies condition-wise today, but you don't want to. Or maybe you do and you just put one
right.
in the collection, then you have one, like, sentimental shelf.
Well, you know, I did that. I did that at the pony meet, and I had gotten a perfectly mint creamsicle giraffe and a lot of stuff that I had bought, and I already have a creamsicle giraffe. My creamsicle giraffe is very near mint. She has, like, one plug of hair missing, and I don't know, but I think she has one tiny, like, light pink highlighter faded mark, like, on a back hoof or something like that. But that was, like, all that's wrong with mine. And the one that I got is, like, perfect. But I sold the perfect one at the pony meet to Whippet. I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm keeping my just less than perfect little creamsicle because she's, like, our buddy. She's been with us too long to be going and getting replaced over a hair plug. So I let her stay. And I also know where the perfectly mint one went. So I'm happy.
And it went to a good home.
It did. It went to a good home, good person. So it's all good.
Mm-hmm. She's going to love
Panda,
him a lot.
Yeah, I think that was so cool. That was a lot of fun, being able to contribute to Whippet's rebuilding of her collection.
It's after 10 Chicago time. Panda's in her pajamas right now.
Panda's half asleep, wondering when we'll shut up.
Panda's got her finger on the detonator button right now, saying, should
anytime.
I just do it? Should I do it? Should I do it? Should I do it? Should I cut them off right here?
She'd be like, oops, cut you guys off. Sorry.
I should just
no.
do it and see if they keep talking. They probably wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, but if she did it, wouldn't we'd be disconnected.
That's the
yeah.
joke.
Oh. So we'd keep talking and not even realize that the other person couldn't hear us.
No one's listening.
Because neither one of us shut up long enough.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay, I just did the drawing for tomorrow's heat. It's going to be Tux versus Fireball.
Okay, who do you think is going to win that? You know, I feel really bad with some of these contests, like, that get so drawn out, you know, for days. Like, come on, you're just torturing the poor pony. Put him out of his misery. He's not,
just
he has
get
no
the
chance.
Gun. Oh, but see, then that's the chance for the fans to, like, rally, you know? They should make pictures and posters and
macros.
Posters
and pictures for what?
To try to drum up interest and say, no, you must vote for my favorite boy because he's awesome and here's why.
Yeah, but there
picture,
are some
picture,
more
picture.
People that would be like, okay, please, no, really.
Come
not
on,
gonna
you know you love all these ponies, and there's not a single one you wouldn't want in your herd.
I have everyone
so,
in my room.
I don't understand this favoritism, you know? Oh, put that other one
what
out.
What do you mean you don't understand it? You made the competition. You understand it perfectly well.
I don't understand where you're coming from, saying pull the plug early on it. Why should I do that? That would be so unfair.
Well, I just feel that when
if a pony's losing by 50 votes, oh, well, it's hard, you know?
There's a lot of snobbery with the Mountain Boys, and you know, there are a lot of people that will vote for the Mountain Boy because they really, really like it better. And then there's just so many people who are going to vote for Mountain Boys because, ooh, it's a Mountain Boy. And let's face it, Tex doesn't stand a freaking chance.
No, not Tex. Tux. Tux and Tail.
Tux. Okay, now he stands a chance because he
is Tux versus Fireball.
All right.
Tex is yet to play. Tex is still in the bag. I was hoping that he would come up tonight, but he didn't.
Well, I know, but the thing is that you thought you said Tex, and I'm like, well, poor Tex.
No, Tux. Tux, the handsome blue bridegroom with the curly
yeah,
mane
no, that's
versus
tough.
Fireball, who I'm not looking at him, but if I remember correctly, he's purple
with
purple
fireball.
Hair. Oh, hot pink with purple
like
hair and an orange burst.
Yeah,
he looks a lot
like
the other one.
Burst.
He looks like sunburst. Same symbol.
No, it's like
much.
Yellow and then it's orange. It's like just like a, it looks like a like a saw, a
like
band
a
saw.
Meteor. Like a bandsaw.
It looks like a bandsaw blade.
Tomorrow's
it
heat
like
begins. Bridegroom versus Bandsaw.
He's going to chew him up. Fireball's going to freaking slice and dice the competition right there.
Oh, you need to post that as soon as it goes up. Next, when you do post in the thread and cast your vote, if you're voting for Fireball, you need to make the Bandsaw comparison because that's just too funny. He's going to slice
and
dice.
It is, and it's so true. You're looking at this thing, and I've never really been particularly fond of his symbol just because I always thought of Bandsaw whenever I've seen it. So.
I'm just not particularly in love with hot pink boys, but, you know, that's me. Well, I have to have
really
another look
cool
at him. I'm not going to make up my mind yet. I'm just looking at the names right now and thinking, gee, who would I go for? I have one, and I don't have the other, so maybe my vote would go
well,
for the
see,
one.
Well, you see, another reason
have.
Why you should have been here. I have them both. You could have done, like, the side-by-side and, you know.
I own one mountain boy, and it's not that one.
Yeah, so we all know about the mountain boy you own that you put back together.
Yes, I assembled him.
$1 million
I made him
boy.
Better. $1 million mountain boy. Exactly.
Yes, that's got such a lot.
Yeah,
and
he's never leaving my clutches. He's staying with me forever.
I just bought my second mountain boy. And
I haven't bought even one yet.
Waiting for him to arrive.
Oh, babe, don't feel bad. I've been collecting for how many years now, and I just got my first one a few months ago.
Yeah, and, like, seriously, don't feel bad. I've been collecting for 13 years, and I just bought my second one. It's
right. One
of the things that I don't
it
get
takes
them in
time. Like, before
I
you buy a Porsche, you got to learn to drive.
I mean, yeah, there are those people out there that, like, they've been collecting for 6 months, and they spend, like, every single penny they make, and they, like, get every pony known to man. But for most of the, like, really seasoned collectors, you know, we wait. We wait for the right price. We wait for a good condition, whatever it is that we're looking for. A lot of times for us oldies, it's a matter of I'm not spending that much. I'm gonna wait it out, but it takes time. Seriously, there's only so much money in the world, you know?
I mean, this one came to me. He was buried in this lot of assorted stuff, and he wasn't even mentioned in the title. It was just one of those magic pony moments. He was just there waiting for me, and it was, you know, just kidding.
Quite honestly,
so.
I don't even know how I got my Fireball.
If that hadn't happened, I'd still be mountain boyless. At this very moment in time.
Yeah.
And you
no,
don't know
I
how
say,
you
really
got
don't
yours?
Know. I don't know.
You don't remember?
I have them, and I cannot, like, where the heck did he come from? How I did not, like, purposefully buy this mountain boy. I think what may have happened was I got him in a trade. I may have traded him for, like, had something somebody wanted, and they happened to have a mountain boy. So I was like, okay, sure. But, like, yeah, no, he wasn't, like, I didn't intentionally go after him. But I have him. I also have Icy's frog comb or frog brush. I don't know how the hell I got that. And it's different than, which one has the same color but different? I don't know if it's Steamer, but another one, Salty or somebody, has also the light green, the mint green, but Icy's is a different color. I have Icy's. I've gotten things from the UK, so I obviously got this in a UK lot somewhere. And so I have Icy's.
Yeah, that
brush.
Must be how it happened. That's cool. See,
yeah,
and you hold on to those things. You know,
yeah,
I have one big brother comb.
Icy.
I can't remember what it is. It's like a bug or something.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Well, I know
you
that.
See how much I care?
Like, quarterback has a
wanna buy it?
Grasshopper comb. Depends what color it is. I might need it. I like the big brother combs.
Yeah, well, I'll dig it out. It's in a box with a bunch of other small assorted
what
stuff.
I really want to buy, people, is the freaking lion suit for the baby wear.
I saw your want post for it. I'm sorry I didn't have it for you. I had a lot of other pony gear, but I didn't have that outfit.
I feel
you'll
like
find it.
I can't believe. That was so stupid. Again, one of those things that I sold. Wish I hadn't. Dumb me. Now I'm having to find it again.
What galls me is the people with these eBay stores who think these mint on card outfits are worth $20. What are they thinking? What are they
oh
on?
Oh, gosh, the ones that have them for $20 are the least of my worries. There are people out there that have things for, like, way more than that, and you're going, what?
Do they bother to look to see what other people are selling them for, or do they just,
no.
like, arbitrarily make up their own price? Oh, this looks like it would be worth $20. It's $1 a year for how old it is, you know?
Oh, I
give me a break. I was selling
upgrade.
My outfits for $1, no matter what it was. If it was complete, $1. If it was incomplete, $1.
Panda,
you
hint,
need
hint,
any
hint,
pony
hint.
Wear? Like pajamas and little
got
baby
so much
slippers?
Pony wear, Panda, and she's got it all so nicely put on these cute little cards.
Oh, thank you. I had fun putting those cards together.
I know,
stickers
you did such
on
an
the
awesome
card.
Job. I was really
yeah,
surprised.
Presentation. Presentation is everything. I did sell a bunch, but I still have a bunch left. I sold about half a lot. Yeah, about half.
You had so many between the ponywear and the cells. I mean, you did so much.
I had two boxes
of
ponywear, and I sold. I took one box home. I remember condensing, and I put it all into one box. So yeah, I sold approximately half of what I brought.
What about those pony cells? The never-ending supply of pony cells that you have.
That's exactly what it is. I have a lot, and I'm going to go buy some more mats, and I'm going to mat up a bunch, and the next pony affair that I attend, I will be bringing some for sale.
One last question before I know, because poor Panda's like, good God, stuff.
Panda's getting delirious.
You buy the mats,
you're right?
Right?
And I buy them what? Yeah, you buy the mats, right?
No, I know, but the thing is, are you making any money? Are you just doing it out of the kindness of your hearts? Because mats aren't necessarily that cheap, and you're only selling the things for a couple bucks.
I'm not paying top dollar for the mats. Like you with your ponies, you wait until you find a group of mats for sale for the right price, and then you buy.
Oh, okay. So you're still able to make a dollar or two on each thing. It's not like they're just going for free.
Even if I'm making pennies, it's still in, you know, it's still profit. So, you know, whatever. Sometimes
it's
pennies,
fun.
Sometimes it's
you're
dollars.
Enjoying doing it.
I'm enjoying doing it. I'm spreading the pony love. So, I mean, goodness knows, I have enough cells to keep me happy for the rest of my days. So why not share the joy? I mean, if you know anything about cells, you know when you buy a scene, the cells are all very similar because it takes many, many, many frames for the pony to animate. So I pick one, and then I have about 10 left that look exactly like it. And then the pony moves slightly, and then I have 10 more like that. So, yes, I do have multiples, or what would appear to be multiples.
Right, which is the very subtle variances of, mm-hmm. of movement.
Yeah, so when I'm, like, carting them up or slabbing them or bagging them or boarding them or matting them, I just try to get a nice variety up. You know, I try to get all the different characters I have together. And I color-coordinated those small mats, like the ones you bought. They
right,
were nice
yeah,
colors.
Sienna really loves Grandma Shock Pony.
Yeah, because I found a purple border for it, and that was cool, you know?
Yeah,
and I think
she
I
really
put
thinks
the,
that's awesome.
The Soda Jerk Pony is in, like, I think a light blue or a pink.
Like a,
or
you have,
pastel
well, you have them
color.
In a couple colors. We got the one that was, like, a light purpley, mauve-y.
Yeah.
Kind of
well,
color.
You know, some people, like, you know, there was a guy selling at, in Las Vegas. He had a bunch of cells. They were all on the same boring white mat.
Right,
I tried
right.
To,
yeah.
I got a little variety. And Panda, what was that guy selling his cells for? Were they like $10 or something for the cells? Remember he had the whole table full?
I don't even remember seeing that table.
It was a whole table full. It was a guy and I think a woman. But the guy was the dealer. I think the woman was just the helper. I don't think she was a collector. She might have been. I could be way off base on this, but I seem to remember it just being a guy with the cells.
Don't know, but the thing here is buy from Karen. You'll get a deal.
Yeah, you definitely get a deal. I'm easy. People walked up to me all day long at the fair and at the meet. And they're like, hey, will you take this? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of it is, it's all about, you know, the camaraderie and the sharing and spreading of the joy. And the
for me, yeah, totally it is, exactly.
You know, the fact that I get
and
to be there and be
I'll trade, too, you know, you got stuff, you know, for trade, let me know what you got. I went around, I walked to every table, I tried to do a trade with every single person at the meet. You can't do that at the fair because it's just too darn huge. But at meets, you know, I always try to, you know, get a little dealing going with everybody. So, you know, you add them to your contact list, you know. That's how you make pony friends in this community.
Well, you know, it's certainly getting harder to do that at the Maryland meet. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, right? We were under the big top this time. What next? We're going to need a gymnasium?
This time it was actually a lot more like the convention, as far as feel. I mean, a lot more of that kind of a, I don't know if you say, like, you know, official feel to it than, like, just hanging out at somebody's house, you know?
But we were all in one area as opposed to being spread out in different rooms of the house like we were last year. There were people that I hardly talked to last year because they were set up in a different room. I couldn't see them. But being
right.
under the big top like we could see everybody and we could turn around and shout from one end of the tent to the other, hey,
yeah,
you!
That was neat. It was neat because, you know, a lot of people in previous years, they would, like, get into their room, and they'd just stay with their stuff, and people would either come to them or not come to them, and that was just
yeah.
it. They just stayed in their room.
Because you got to stay with your stuff. I mean, it's no fun to just sit at your table all day, but guaranteed, as soon as you leave your table, someone's going to come looking for you because they want something off your table. So then you just
right.
got to spin on your heel and go back to your table and see what's up.
Which
you
is,
know?
This year I had Kitten manning the table. Let me tell you, it's so awesome when they grow up, because I was running around wheeling and dealing and doing stuff and looking for stuff, and she was just sitting there collecting the money. And that was
Mama went hutting.
I did. It was great. She just kept showing up and shoving money in my hand. Okay, somebody just bought tax. Somebody just bought, you know, whatever. I'm like, yes, that's awesome. Go back to the table. So,
that little girl I bought
good.
From you, I bought a winger from you. She's going to get given this week to my friend whose birthday is actually passed, but we're getting together for a joint birthday dealy thing this one day this week. So I have her all wrapped up pretty in a nice color-coordinated wingy butterfly gift bag. She's
oh,
going to
awesome.
Make somebody very happy. So thank you for sharing your pony joy with me at the meet.
Well, I just cleaned all of my wingers, little summer wing and windy wings, as we were
those
just doing
little
all this
wings
talking.
Do get dusty, don't they?
They sure do. And
they get
cleaned off that top shelf. And boy, was it dirty. And apparently I need to upgrade one pony. Sorry. You're going to have to
Is it safe to wipe a winger's wings with Windex? My goodness, that is a tongue twister.
I don't know. I don't see why it wouldn't, quite honestly. Windex isn't exactly freaking formaldehyde. I mean, well, no, I mean, maybe it is, but
well, it does
not
have some type of, like, ammonia in it, so I was worried
well,
that
know,
maybe
I
it
think
could
it would
affect
depend.
The paint.
I think not
I mean,
both
it's Windex
sides wings.
For windows. It's not Windex for wings.
I think you just need to check the side of the wing that you're wiping. Like, I haven't looked, but I think only one side of the wing is printed, so I'm sure we'll if that side
it's
is
the
underside,
right? Yeah,
if
I'm
it's
pretty
the underside,
sure that it's
then
the underside.
The top would be perfectly fine.
Okay, that's our cleaning tip for the day. It is safe to put Windex. If you're worried about
think,
it, dilute it.
Yeah, I don't think. I've put so many things on my ponies. I've cleaned them with freaking so many different things that, you know, I'm not worried about it anymore, okay? I haven't had really any kind of disasters to be worried about something as freaking safe as Windex. I've used
all right,
worse
time
things.
To let Panda go to sleep.
Okay, Panda. Night, night.
Sounds good to me.
I hear snoring.
Hey, it was only 26 minutes. It wasn't like that long.
How long
Panda.
Are you going to be working Saturdays for? One day we got to do it. We got to do it till midnight show again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working next Saturday, and the 26th, as I'm hearing it correctly, they're switching it so that the other team ends up with 3 Saturdays this month, and my team only ends up with 2 because, like, the last 2 months, the team I'm on, because we were teamed off it for schedule-wise, because we have we have late nights on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then the other group, they have Wednesdays, Thursdays are their late nights.
Panda, are we having a show next week?
The short version of that is we have a show next week and the week after, but they won't be long shows.
Because she has to work, so we will have to absolutely be off at 11.
Well, I'm working next Saturday, and the Saturday after that, the way I'm hearing it, I'm not going to be working. But I'm not going to guarantee that quite yet.
But we're going to have a show.
We're going to have shows.
Okay.
Good.
Well,
I can't wait another 2 weeks to talk to you guys. You see
know,
what happens when this happens.
What are you talking about? I'm calling you in 5 minutes, Karen. No, I'm kidding. I'm not.
Wait, you have to give me time to get my text messages first.
Yeah, right. No, check all your text messages. Do your thing. I'm going to spend some quality time with Tomcat here. I think he's fading fast, too.
Oh, and Trax is going to be home any minute. He worked overtime tonight.
Aw.
There you go.
All right, well, pony bye-byes.
Pony
bye-bye. Next week, pony bye-byes.
Bye-bye.
This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
finally, we're alone. What do we do now?
Oh, well.
See you next week.